You know, you can go to Facebook and look at all these photos all you want, anytime you want.
Oh, okay.
You've always been able to do that.
Yeah.
You're just dumb.
I just don't browse Facebook.
Yeah, you don't have to browse it. You can just simply go
to
our fucking website.
I know, but life is better without remembering to do these things. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Not for some of us, it isn't.
Yeah.
This is Puke and the Gang. Thanks for coming to the show.
What the fuck is happening? Nick's here via Skype. He's on a couch. What do you have to say to us today, Nick?
I was just here to give you guys the intro. And if you want to check out some show stuff, go to newswithnick.com, although it's not turned on yet, but it will be in a couple hours.
So don't go yet. Don't go yet.
Oh, I thought it was like NW Dev N Devin.
Yeah. Devins. Hang on. Andrew, do you understand what dev means?
Nope.
No, he doesn't. Of course he doesn't.
Go ahead.
That stands for developer, i.e. not ready yet.
Why would I know that?
Because you're smart. No, you're not.
When would I have ever gone to a developer website?
Well, I mean, I feel like through the process of intelligent deduction, you could have figured out what dev
stands for. Yeah, I could have guessed if I
devil.
Could. It was more fun. Larry's here. Larry, did you know what dev meant?
What? I did.
Oh,
I'm in technology.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you're not building a strong case for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick.
Silence.
What?
I was making a lot of labels this week.
Oh, what kind of printer?
Something.
Cotton a lie.
Let trag.
Okay, not familiar with it, but send me the info later. All right, have a good show.
The
Nobody
cheapest one.
That.
Wait, newswithnick.com. What is it?
Oh, if you go to newswithnick.com, you'll get all the news shows. And if you want to read about my race results as well, if anyone cares about that, those are up as well.
How are the whites doing?
That's like a blog. what?
So Nick talked about this on the most recent PCL. And, yeah, I just thought we should talk about it on the regular show a little bit. Not all the details we talked about in the PCL, which you can get at pukeinthegang.com/VIP and sign up to hear all those intimate details. But
it's a spinoff.
I thought Nick's website looked good, and he should be proud of it. He's a very popular man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I've done an okay job with it, although part of it broke. But I'm not very good at CSS, but I just keep screwing with it until it looks right.
It's not even active yet. How did it break?
I don't know. Like, one of the things that was working now doesn't work anymore. But it's okay. I'm going to go look at it. This isn't useful for the audience. Sign up for the VIP. pukeinthegang.com/VIP to hear the last show. Although you can also get it at newsandnick.com.
For free.
Either way.
So. Shit.
And find out where I was for weeks.
Okay. Well, thanks, Nick. Bye.
Bye, Nick.
Oh, wow. He actually hung up immediately. it was kind of unexpected.
That was like a digital hang up.
Is it a fake hang up?
Click.
Oh, wait a minute.
I thought you were actually called back.
So just stop it.
Oh shit, he's gone.
Just before the show, Larry brought up this thing called shit talker.
Yeah, what is this? Get an explanation.
And I just quoted Bill Murray from Shit Talker from Ghostbusters.
Oh shiz.
You might be able to find a clip of it on YouTube instead of downloading the virus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to get Vostrin, so I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day when I was a technology genius, all things internet.
Andrew was the first house with internets.
I was. Somehow I found everything. I knew how to do everything, and Shit Talker was this website where you could type in things and play things, and oh, shit, I clicked the mouse by accident. I'm always afraid it's going to cancel the recording. Okay.
This guy looks exactly like who I pictured developing this.
But anyway, you could also play soundboards of like clips from movies. So like Bill Murray was one.
Yeah. It was a soundboard generator.
Yeah, but it was like we would call.
People know what that is.
I remember calling Britney. I shouldn't have said her last name. Fuck. Bleep that out. Timer.
Britney P.
All right.
23 minutes into the recording.
I got to go make a fucking note somewhere.
Okay, anyway. Britney P, she was like the hot cheerleader at school.
Yeah.
And this guy who lived with me, Tony, not the Tony we know, different Tony. He went out with her, but he liked her. And before he went out with her, we called her on Shit Talker as Jack Black.
Oh, yeah.
And told her all about our cock push-ups.
Wait, that wasn't on Shit Talker. I thought that was on E-Bomb's World.
Oh, fuck.
Where you get all the different soundboards.
I thought that was Shit Talker.
No, we started with Shit Talker. Then we evolved into E-Bomb's
World. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That really you could dates
play
right
the,
there.
Yeah, you could play the canned soundboards. Okay, so Shit Talker would say random things.
You're an idiot.
It was. Yeah. This is so far ago. We had to.
This is like 18 years ago.
We downloaded
17
it.
Years
I thought
ago.
We used your fax line to call.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
That means I can hardly read.
Okay. Anyways,
how did we get good audio though?
We didn't.
No, like
yeah,
we
probably it was probably awful.
I think
sure.
we plugged the computer monitor into the telephone.
I feel like people
and nothing happened because that's not how it works.
You couldn't expect good audio in the 90s.
It wasn't what the fuck is the internet?
Yeah, true. But anyway,
so you want me to play this video?
Oh, sure.
So back in the day, many of us used the old Shit Talker program to call our friends and have lots of fun. You may recall it was an old interface to a speech synthesis engine. It just gave you a bunch of buttons that made it easy to be on the phone and use the synthesizer to speak on your behalf.
I already took off YouTube.
So I love this program, but
skip
I haven't
ahead.
Seen any updates to it in what seems like Shit Talker Phoenix.
Shit Talker Phoenix 1.0.
All right, people
oh,
know.
God, his audio is worse than audio from back in the day.
Yeah. I'm sure the family, the audience gets the idea.
The family? Did you read the word family? When
yeah.
You said, oh, okay.
I just glanced up at it as I was going back to the first thing there says family dinner, and I saw the word family and spewed it out. Good
family
thing it didn't
dinner?
Say cunt face.
You know.
Oh, that would never go through the chat.
At 15 years old, I don't think we had any boundaries.
No.
Like
sure
none.
You clearly didn't.
No,
you were a little horrible hellion.
We all were.
No,
we were
I
a collective
wasn't.
Mind.
Oh.
No, I mean, we all, like me, Larry, Tony, others.
Yeah. The only thing we had was don't wake the troll.
Right. But like we were calling people all night long.
Yeah, it's true.
With Shit Talker.
We were going to their
at
house.
At their homes.
We were like stalkers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Car chases.
Quad chases.
Stalkers.
Releasing birds in the movie theater.
Yep. Drunk.
Setting things on fire.
We didn't really drink until Andrew's parents moved away.
No, I started drinking at 15.
Okay.
Because there was a famous story. We were all at Matt Kay's house.
And he still has a problem with it today.
No.
I haven't stopped since.
No, I would only drink beer then, though. But I would drink lots and lots of beer. Matt's parents were like the cool parents who would let you drink, right?
I just, like how he says, I only drank beer, like that's somehow better.
I don't know.
Matt Kay, two brothers, is that who you're talking about?
One brother.
One brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, two brothers, two.
Oh, there's two total,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. Never went there, but I know you're talking about.
Okay, so we all used to go, like a bunch of us would go there and drink on like every other weekend or so.
Not a regular mom, I'm a cool mom.
Yeah. Like they were so cool, they were just like, okay, go in the basement, we're not going to come downstairs or bother you. Like we don't exist.
No pay-per-view.
As long as you don't leave the house.
A quick search online shows dozens of videos of teens doing it.
Oh. But one weekend, Matt's parents were away. And I remember I was 15. Everyone else was like 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And the problem was Matt's parents used to cook for us. And we would eat the food, so we didn't have to leave and get food. However, it was like midnight or 1 a.m. or something. And we were all real hungry and drunk. And we're like, well, there's Eaton Park. That's a 24-hour diner kind of restaurant. It's a few minutes away from here. Let's go there. Okay. Which ones of us can drive? Because there's like 15 of us. So we had to choose, you know, 15 people.
Who owns a bus?
That's at least three drivers, right?
There was very few people of legal age to drive.
Right.
Or sober.
So we scanned the room, and we looked at everybody and kind of judged them individually. You're not okay. You're not okay. You're not okay. Andrew was the one who was most okay. Andrew was only 15. So they said, well, there's only one of you, Andrew.
Logic prevailed.
And there's 15 of us. Who has the biggest vehicle? Well, Juice has an old minivan without any seats in it.
Juice.
So we can all pile in there. So we did. We all pile in there, and we drove to Eaton Park. I drove us to Eaton Park. We get out. We walk in, and think about these poor people at Eaton Park working the overnight shift. You're at a diner where you're used to families coming in. Then all of a sudden, 15 teenagers walk in.
Yeah, you're working the diner at the graveyard shift. Things aren't going your way anyway.
Yeah, right.
So,
why you got to make fun of the working
true.
Mom?
Our friend Ryan's grandma worked there.
Dumb bitch.
Except for I was always confused. He was black and she was white. It didn't make any sense. But yeah,
it didn't make any sense.
No, I never really quite. I got
black people
the
aren't allowed to work.
No, she was the grandma was white.
White people aren't allowed to work.
Our friend was black.
White people aren't allowed to have black kids.
I was friends with him for years. I never quite got that story.
Yeah.
Anyway. Surprise. I don't think his dad was in the picture.
Ooh.
But
racist.
We walked into Eaton Park, and there was my mom.
Middle of the night?
Middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
With my neighbor's mom.
Names?
You don't say last names.
John's mom?
Yeah.
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 Now here's a list of all the names of every kid I ever knew in childhood. Charlie Parker. Fred Durst.
What?
You mean Fred Durst as a kid?
Not that Fred Durst. A different one.
But anyways.
So my mom was there, and she had no idea we were drunk. I think she was probably drunk.
You know, one of my good friends in the Army was named Wesley Snipes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Was he a sniper?
What a name for an Army guy.
He was white. So white.
Was he a sniper?
No.
Oh.
No, he was just a Chinook mechanic like us.
Snipes? Like Striker?
Yeah.
Both great Army names?
Yeah, that's true.
Ace?
Yeah, Ace.
Goose.
Private Snipes.
Iceman?
Yeah.
Sergeant Bilko?
Can you imagine having that, like, a name like that?
Snipes?
Yeah, you'd log into any internet forum or tell people over the phone. They'd be like, oh, my God. And you're like, no, I'm white. I live in Florida.
Hey, Mr. Snipes, how was prison?
Mr. Snopes, Snipes, do you know why I pulled you over?
The IRS keeps it.
No one believes a word he says.
Some do.
So, yeah. But
in all fairness, we drank so many times around your mom, she never knew we were drunk. Did you ask her about this, too?
Yeah.
She just thought that was the normal state of kids these
days.
Like,
I don't know. They smelled like bourbon. I thought that was a thing they did.
We were...
What if she was drunk?
Regardless of out, no, she was. regardless of alcohol, though, we were fucking terrors anyway.
Yeah.
Without alcohol.
Yeah.
We had been for years. Yeah. So I remember the one time that she accused me of drinking was, and I'm sure I've told the story before, but... The house across the street I used to live in, and my parents tried to sell it.
House.
And they, we called it my friend's house. So we used to have parties there because the tenants had to vacate. They were evicted because they were deadbeats.
Okay.
So we had a 3,500 square foot empty house
that you destroyed.
Yeah.
I bet.
Really, though.
That's
what I would have done as a kid. The one area.
No,
we didn't go upstairs.
Because there's just empty bedrooms upstairs.
Exactly, that's the point.
Right.
We were on the main floor and maybe the basement.
Yeah, but...
I guess two-thirds of the house.
We only had access to three bathrooms and a kitchen and a half and a full bar and a pool table.
Let's compromise at three-fifths.
So, I still definitely went down the laundry chute a few times.
Well, yeah.
That was from upstairs.
A laundry chute?
Yeah.
That is a big house.
Is that a Pittsburgh word?
What, like laundry chute?
Yeah.
No,
you knew what
I don't think so.
You knew what it was, right?
I've heard of a laundry chute. Yeah, that seems pretty...
Yeah, it's just where you...
I never knew people had them in their own homes.
Well, yeah, no, the idea was like you have an upstairs bathroom.
Uh-huh.
That's where you take your dirty clothes off. Yeah. And then there's a hole that goes
so
from the upstairs.
Fucking lazy that you can't just walk your shit downstairs.
It could be a long walk. my grandma had a laundry chute, and her house was 2,000 square feet.
I had a laundry chute in the house where I live by your old houses.
Oh, okay. So Larry had an average size house with
a laundry
chute. It was
basically the house you're in now.
Yeah. Laundry chute is just what Andrew's family called the black help.
So,
laundry chute, get over here.
But one time, after many parties at this house, she was over at that house doing something, and then she pulled me aside and
accused me.
Yeah,
wait a minute. What was your mother doing in the empty party house?
Dudes.
No. Maybe. No, I think she was trying to get ready to sell or something. But anyway, she pulled me aside and said, Andrew, I was in the White House because the house was white.
Ooh, very fancy.
And I opened the oven.
Uh-oh.
And I found a bottle of vodka, an empty bottle of vodka. And I go, huh.
Well,
who the hell would put a bottle of vodka in the oven?
Must have been some hobos.
And then I just thought
here.
About all my friends, and I'm like, sons of bitches.
You're like, scan through your head. Empty, you say? Yeah, it's not mine. If it was full, you would have claimed it.
Yeah.
Be like, what's your problem?
Yeah, I'm just like, what are you
doing?
You
didn't find an empty bottle of vodka. You just found an empty bottle.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah, we were like, I just remember thinking, well, what are you going to do about it? And that was when I realized, I'm like, oh, I have nothing to fear. Nothing.
Your parents were useless. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad.
I can really see Andrew feeling so bad about his childhood.
I feel a little bad.
As he chugs a tumbler of straight vodka.
It's coffee.
And vodka.
It's just coffee. I wouldn't mix vodka with coffee.
Call that codka.
Ugh.
call that breakfast.
Kafka.
You guys ever mixed cream and vodka? Not good.
Cream?
Yeah, if you ever try and put... Yeah, like it curdles instantly and turns into like these snot booger textured chunks.
Yeah.
Not good at all. I tried it once before doing something. I don't know, making a white Russian or some shit and fucked it up.
You're doing poor decisions is what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have like Irish cream. I just went for the straight milk cream, and it was not good. Don't do that.
That's why I just choose to drink everything by itself.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, it works out. So.
Uh-huh.
Buttons. Speaking of my mom, last night, a good portion of my family went out to dinner to celebrate my grandparents' 61st anniversary. Yeah. My grandpa's like 94. Jeez, he used to be tall. Now he's like 5 foot tall.
He's shrinking?
I think he shrunk like a foot. Like seriously, a whole foot.
So if I make it to 94, I'll be 5 foot tall.
Yeah. So anyway, we got to dinner last night, and... we go to a very unique, inspired place, the Olive Garden.
Ooh.
Oh, fancy.
Darden's finest.
And, so it's my mom, her parents, my grandparents, her brother, and her brother's 2 out of 3 kids, my 2 cousins. And
God, you went to a restaurant with kids? That sucks.
No, they weren't kids.
They're in their 50s.
Oh.
No, my cousins are... I don't know, 17 and 26,
yeah.
Something like that.
That's fair.
They're fine. They're pretty much adults, but they're
pretty
still
much
5 years old in my head. That's weird, too. When you get old, everyone's still a kid.
Or you think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sure. I just think, like, I see my cousin Sarah, and she's 26 years old.
Okay.
But I still go,
how hot?
What grade are you in? Like, I still want to ask what grade she's in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because I've probably seen her, like, once every 5
really
years
retarded.
For the past 10 years.
But, she's like, I'm teaching 3rd.
Next year, I'm going to teach 4th.
Yeah.
But,
I think that's how teaching works, right?
Yeah. Like, so I had to think about it.
Can you believe teachers have to go to school to teach 3rd and 4th and such grades?
Oh, yeah. They're just babysitters. Like, shouldn't they just have a resume that says babysat when I was 12?
I feel like that age... you need more training because you could really screw up a kid. And later, like, they're already screwed up.
Yeah.
What damage are you going to do?
Well, that's like, can you believe the West Virginia teachers are all on strike the entire state? Like, they're already failing miserably. They're like, we sure don't do nothing to teach these kids shit, but we want more money.
But isn't there a teacher strike somewhere at any given time?
I'm sure. I was trying to point out that West Virginia is filled with idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Hillbilly folk. Banjos.
Yeah. So,
Mountain Dew's a commodity down there.
Skull. I'm out to dinner, and...
I apologize to all of our West Virginia listeners for that joke.
No, they know. They have to know. I mean, some...
it wouldn't be the first time they're hearing that, like, what?
Right. Some things about the state are cool, but...
Name two.
The mountains.
Okay.
The cost.
The
cost of the mountains?
The cost of living.
The people are not responsible for the mountains.
Right.
Therefore...
I'm talking about the state.
No.
Down in 100.
Yeah, 100, just 100.
100, yeah,
100.
So, anyway, I'm at the dinner, and after a while, first thing, my mom walks up to my car, and she starts talking to me, and I go, what the fuck is all over your eyes?
Oh, no.
And she was covered in glitter.
Oh, no.
And she's like...
she got another job.
What? I put this stuff on, and anything was working, so I put more on. And then I put more on. I'm like, it looks like a stripper pissed on your face.
But, not that there's anything wrong with that.
So, but then at dinner,
2018, we're fine with it.
After a while, I realized there is no conversation about anything significant happening. Like, none.
I don't think old people can talk about, like, anything interesting
it's
ever.
It's not old people. It's the whole table. Like,
Oh.
All the hot topic is always whatever the youngest addition to the family is. So my one cousin who wasn't there has a young child, like 18 months, and then another one on the way or already came out. I don't know what status it is.
A lot of discussion of family sex.
Yeah. What?
Who died?
So, that's what they're getting at. They're like, oh, our kids had sex with somebody else and had a kid.
Yeah, so great. There's lots to talk about the kid, but I guess what else do you have to look forward to as a great-grandparent?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing. Death?
Yeah, I don't know. But then my grandma, she has an iPad.
Okay.
How?
I don't know.
Are they allowed?
She have internets?
Yeah, she has internet.
She have an AOL on her iPad?
I don't know. I know she emails. Thankfully, she doesn't know my new email.
It's a jitterbug iPad.
But
I forward this email.
It's a big one. It's
the Pro.
The Pro with like the fucking 12-inch screen?
I don't know. It's big.
Yeah. It's like the size of my laptop monitor?
Yeah, I thought it was a laptop.
Yeah.
So
you thought it was a laptop without keys?
I didn't look that close. I just saw an Apple symbol.
Who's the old
and I
person
went,
now?
I'm not looking at that. So she goes, oh, Andrew, you might know. I have these coupons, and everyone here says coupon. I have these coupons.
Yeah, I don't know. I say coupon. I'm from Arkansas, so that's... You say nuclear?
What's the other one? Coupons?
Height. You keep saying height.
Height. Apparently. Apparently, I pronounce the H.
Height.
Yeah, height.
Height.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of me, gumband boy.
So, she goes, I keep getting these coupons in my email, and I have this new printer that Ricky bought me, my uncle. And she's like, but this one for Olive Garden just won't print out. And I go, all right, so at that point, stop thinking about it. It's a fucking coupon.
That's the oldest sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I want to print out coupons for Olive Garden.
I go, why do you need to print it out if it's in your email?
Yeah, you could probably just take it to the store on your iPad or some shit and show it to them.
She had the iPad on her, right?
My mom goes, she doesn't have an iPhone. And I go, okay.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I'm like, so, I don't know, don't you bring your iPad with you? And she goes, no, it's too big. It's a big iPad. And I go, oh. Plus, it doesn't have internet. And I go, then how are you getting your email?
Right.
It's the Wi-Fi. It's not the 4G. So, there's no plan associated with it. But
they just call everything the internet?
Anyway, I go, so you just give up on that coupon.
Yeah.
I'm like, or just take a photo of it with your phone.
But
I don't know.
10
how much
cents
work?
Of Braille cream.
Right. How much work are you willing to put in for a coupon?
Did you happen to ask what the coupon was worth? Like,
I don't know.
$5 off your purchase of 70.
But holy
shit. Coupon is ever that.
Yeah.
This created
expensive.
A domino effect.
Oh, no.
Where the entire table started discussing coupons. I tuned out. But I did hear like just arrows shooting me in the face. Every single person at the table said the word coupon at least four times in the course of 20 minutes.
How do you say it?
Coupon.
Okay.
Like poupon.
Coupon. I've heard coupon, too.
Gray coupon.
A
gray coupon.
Coupon. Gray coupon.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Lots of hot coupon talk. And then... I'm watching.
Did you join in and let them know that you?
No.
Hey, oh, my roommate really loves Arby's, so I got him a coupon for Arby's. And then I used this coupon for dry cleaning once last week. Like, you could have joined the coupon cock.
The Negro mailman brought me some coupons in the mail.
So then the next 30 minutes, not 30 minutes, but I'm sitting there and I ate my dinner and I was full and I watched them just get more and more plates of stuff. Like, they all got like unlimited soup and salad.
Why?
With the breadsticks.
Why?
And just plates and plates of breadsticks were coming. And I go,
why would you want more than one?
Well, first off, I thought Nick couldn't handle this. There's way too many breadsticks. Two, you don't know the history. Nick has some sexual history with breadsticks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a little phallic.
Yeah, the breadsticks are pretty.
More than a little.
like garlic on my arm.
But I wanted one, but I didn't have one. I tried to eat well.
Breadstick.
But I'm watching them shove all this food in their mouths, and like most of them are not fat. They're all pretty skinny. Like, my mom downed like 8 pounds of pasta and bread.
Hmm.
And I'm just like, fuck you. I wanted to punch everyone at that table. Just because I couldn't eat that much. No.
Yeah,
I was just upset. And then,
pussy.
Then we got into 30 minutes of talk about what we should take home. Leftovers?
Was it just breadsticks?
It was breadsticks.
Take home?
It was the leftover salad in the bowls. They each got an extra bowl of soup.
Garbage breadsticks.
They went straight into the take home.
Yeah.
We must have taken home 20 pounds of food, and there was talk about who's going to get what, who wants what. And then they said, well, Andrew, don't you want to take anything home? No, I'm good. I don't want anything.
Yeah, you can't eat any of it.
And then my grandma goes, well, what about your friend? And I go,
I don't have any.
What friend? She's like, oh, what's his name? Puke. And I go, yeah, what about him? Well, wouldn't he want any leftovers? And I go, I don't know. And then she goes, so, Puke, you're my grandma.
Uh-huh.
Larry, you're my mom. Okay, so grandma, ask Andrea what Puke's real name is.
Andrea!
She doesn't sound like this. Okay, fucking act normal. Jesus.
What was I asking? Andrea, what's Andrew's friend's name?
No, what's Puke's name?
What's Puke's real name?
Is it Puke?
No. God damn it. Just answer straight.
Oh.
I'm doing the bit, not you.
I'm
recreating the bit. All I need you to do is say, what's Puke's real name? And then you answer with his real name.
Andrea, what's Puke's real name?
Jeez.
Puke. And then she didn't hear it because I yelled Puke in the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
So then.
What? I didn't hear the real name. Please repeat it.
James.
Puke. And this went
what?
On.
What? I didn't James. Hear it. Please repeat
James.
It.
I would James. Not allow James. Andrea to say James. And then it made Andrea laugh, and then she couldn't get the word out. And then the whole table, my cousins started joining in and yelling puke at my grandma. And then the whole table was shouting puke. It was very fun.
Classic Olive Garden.
Puke, your phone is ringing. Your phone is ringing. Puke, puke.
Yeah, so family dinner is
horrible. Yeah,
yeah, annoying. And yeah. Then I was in charge of taking my grandpa and the balloons back to their apartment.
Balloons?
Yeah, there was giant balloons.
How'd the grandma get home?
Rode with my mom.
Oh, okay.
Car full of balloons.
Backseat people. Yeah. So,
Olive Garden.
Anyway, I
like
don't...
for your 60th, like it's
61st.
It's a special occasion. Oh, okay. Who gives a fuck?
The 60th.
Olive Garden's fine.
They went to Buca di Peppa.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
Bucket of Bubba? What?
It's a fancier Italian restaurant.
How Carabbas. Sad that people think that like Olive Garden is a nice place to go.
God, it's so any chain restaurant.
Especially like, so the past few, well, shit, I've been here for like 2 months. And every time we go out to eat, I'm like, oh my God, a new restaurant that we possibly haven't been to. Or we have been to, but it's some, like living in a tiny town where it's like there is an Olive Garden and an Applebee's and a couple like nice places that are local, but I've been there 10 times, you know, and it's just like, what the fuck
you
ever?
Just do different variations. Like, I've got the bean salad last time. This time I'm getting it with extra beef.
Yeah. So it enrages me that people would go to someplace like Olive Garden. I haven't gone to an Arby's yet. Every time what? I drive
there's
by one,
one,
I'm like,
there's one like
Arby's.
3 minutes away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But every time, beef. Like I almost pulled in, I think yesterday on the way home from work.
And I collected all these coupons for you for Arby's.
Well, the coupons are not in my car, so they're never with
me.
Why
aren't they in your car? Just put them in your car.
Because then I would be tempted to use them to go get a delicious Arby's roast beef.
Yeah, Arby's is like the best fast food, though.
I had the roast beef.
I was so sad that Arby's doesn't exist in New Hampshire. And
it did. It was a super, super, there's like one in the whole state.
Yeah, it was far away.
Yeah.
I remember they used to, they probably don't even have it anymore, but they used to just make like regular sandwiches. They were like regular good bread and like a turkey sandwich. And it was fucking great. That's why I'm so fat.
They have Hardee's
here. When I was in the Army.
There's one.
I don't give a fuck about your fucking Hardee's.
Yeah.
I don't know what
Hardee's
is.
Where's the other one at? I know where one is.
Somewhere south of the city.
I prefer Carl's Jr.
Yeah, Hardee's is a brand of Carl's Jr., right?
Is it? I don't know.
It's exactly the same restaurant. They're just, for some reason, they're called different names in this side of the country versus the West Coast. I don't know how that works. They're like, people aren't going to understand Carl's Jr. out east.
It sounds too Mexican. I'm not going there.
Easterners hate Carl.
Yeah.
Especially his son.
All right, update from Nick.
Oh.
He says the WordPress import failed, lol. Hopefully he didn't delete the entire News with Nick site on accident. So,
yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you're trying to go with newswithnick.com and it's not working, well, give it time, I guess. Or don't. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you're going to do about it.
So, Puke, you've been healthier lately.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
It's all right.
Why'd you do it?
Depressed. Because I have a roommate and then had a friend over, Brett. You guys are both eating really healthy and shaming me for being a piece of shit.
No one's shaming you. I'm just,
they're fat shaming you?
Yeah, yeah. Every time they're eating a salad, they just eat it, and they're like, look at that fat piece of shit. He's eating bread. Actually, look at him.
We just stand over Puke's bed while he's sleeping, yeah. And most of the salad falls onto the floor. Yeah. It's like they're like, it's so good. Tell us it's good. Yeah. Tell us yeah, you like right. it.
But no, it's like, yeah, I was getting really bad before I moved out of New Hampshire with just being like, fuck it, I'm just going to Taco Bell or something, you know, instead of cooking something decent. And up here, it's good to have somebody else as a roommate that can motivate you, to encourage you to, you know, eat healthy.
Well,
and Andrew's
you.
Pretty fucking good with it. But every time
yep,
we go anywhere
yeah.
or your grandparents have breadsticks, he's always just shoving fucking bread in my face. Like we went out
here
for
you go,
sushi.
Freddy.
Yeah, we went for sushi recently, and there's just a bowl of rice sitting there. And I finished my sushi.
Wait,
and
you got Andrew to go for sushi?
I didn't get sushi.
He got hibachi or whatever.
Oh.
And I'm just like...
No, something else.
Oh, we went to there recently.
We went to some shitty place in Mount Lebanon.
It was a local place, and it wasn't
joint,
as good
it was
as
terrible.
Ichiban.
Little Tokyo?
Yeah. It sucked.
Oh, that place is awesome.
Every single thing about it was
not,
worse really? Than... than
not as good.
The...
Ichiban
we went to, yeah.
The best one
Ichiban.
Around here is the Slippery Mermaid. I thought it was a gay club.
Yeah,
I was disappointed.
Definitely sounds like.
I think they call it the Slippy.
Already kicked off.
Kicked off YouTube again. Yeah, so the rice bowl was sitting there, and I'd finished my. Actually, I had some pot stickers, which were very good, and some shrimp balls, which are also good. And the shrimp nuts, or no, I guess it was your hibachi came with like this sauce,
mm-hmm.
this like
wasabi.
No, it was like mayonnaise-based, I think. It was kind of a pink color.
Oh, it's yum-yum sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that rice is sitting there, and I'm like...
It's Japanese ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh, God, that looks... That rice. It's fried rice. Didn't look as good as the fried rice you get, like, at a normal Chinese place, but I'm like, I got to try it. I fucking love rice. And I took a bite or two, and I'm like, oh, my God. Sauce. And I poured the sauce on it. And then it's, like, even better? Because now it's just, like, mayonnaise-covered rice. And I'm like, oh, I had, like, three more... forkfuls or whatever, and yeah. I just had to be like, no, stop eating. I've already had enough.
But here's the problem: like, do you ever get to a point where you're like, okay, yeah, this is good. I'm at a good.
No, that's my problem. That's why I fucking have a problem with eating.
No. I don't mean like
food in general.
Like backsliding. I mean,
I don't know what that means.
I don't mean like falling back, like falling off the wagon, falling off the carb wagon or something.
Okay,
is it on the wagon?
When you're on the wagon, that's the good.
Okay.
Bad. No. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're back off, that's when you're.
Yeah. Because they
indulgence.
Say you fell off the wagon when you stop doing something good.
Where's this wagon of sobriety?
Yeah.
What's this? Is it like past like an ice cream truck?
Yeah.
AA has wagons just yeah. driving around the city.
I feel like we should create a sober wagon. And just feed them tea.
It takes you like rock climbing.
Nick says in all caps, stop reading this.
I know. It's very distracting.
I'm fixing it calm.
So. Anyway.
If you don't want us to know things, Nick, stop telling us.
Well, I want to know, like, you know, at what point are you like, okay, what I'm doing is good. Like, I don't need to go further.
Whenever it becomes habit.
When everything
when
I'm eating.
When it's normal.
Either I feel sick or everything I'm eating at that moment is gone.
Wait,
is
what?
Is that what you mean?
No, I just
well, I don't
mean,
understand.
Like, if you're trying to eat better.
Yeah.
When have you reached better?
Wait, are you trying to say I haven't reached better?
No, I'm just saying in general, like the royal
what do I
you,
consider better?
Like, at what point are you like, okay, I am eating better. I don't need to strive for better than this anymore.
Ooh.
It'll become habit.
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I can eat a normal portion
well,
and
well,
just,
Larry
like,
says when it becomes
it.
Habit, but...
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, fucking...
Like, well, like, wait, let's
eating,
go back to what you used to eat.
Eating fried cheese sticks is a habit, too.
Yeah. You used to eat Pop-Tarts and... Hot ham and cheese pop pops.
When I was 11.
Yeah.
And that was normal for you, right?
Yeah.
So whenever you eat.
You used to eat pizza cheese.
Yeah, whenever you're done with stomach confusion.
Okay, that's the alt-shift diet that Brett got.
Right, my problem is that I will go, like, I fucking love putting things in tortillas. And then I'll go to the grocery store hungry. And I'll be like, oh my God, I need tortillas. And I always keep, like, for some reason, I'll just, like, when I'm at the grocery store, I'll buy something like chips or whatever.
Yeah.
When I'm there being tempted.
You gotta
and
eat.
So if I could
go
into a grocery store and not be tempted to buy shit,
See, this is where my non-experimentation with food comes in very handy. Because when I go to the grocery store, I'm only there to get the same things. And it takes a lot of effort from other parties to get me to get something that I normally don't get.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, for the low-fat days,
yeah,
I get chicken breakfast sausage. I get yogurt, eggs.
Right.
Which I only eat the whites.
But you weren't getting that shit until Brett told you to. So.
Right. Yeah. It took a lot of influence from him to get me to buy yogurt.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is, like, it is habit, but I feel like I should still work to try and do more.
Well, same thing I do. I eat healthy 5-6 days a week,
mm-hmm.
and then right now I'm drinking a beer.
Okay.
Like, there's days where you just do whatever you want.
Yeah, your cheat meal.
So I realize I can't do this every day.
Okay.
And once you get to that point, once you realize this is not...
This being the beer.
Yeah, the beer. Sorry, it was the camera.
Yeah.
Realizing that the beer is a treat and not therefore normal.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, I don't think it's much of a problem for me anymore.
Well, then you're getting close to it.
Right. But here's the problem I've noticed. I've been working out consistently, losing weight, eating much, much better. Like, overall, my level of quality of food has improved so much.
Yeah.
Like, chicken fingers used to be the healthiest thing that I would eat, probably. Right?
And the most adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at this point, I should be, everyone's like, oh, yeah, when you work out and you eat right, you feel so much better. And you work out, don't you feel good after you work out?
Well, half of that is people wanting to tell you they work out. They're like, oh, you feel so much better. I feel amazing. Ask me what I'm doing.
Well, okay, two things.
But you do feel better, because if you go eat something carb heavy right now, you'll go face down the couch and shit yourself.
Wow. So today I had my first cheat day in weeks and weeks and weeks, and I had a breakfast with pancakes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I came home and I went face down on the couch and shit all over Puke's blood.
Oh, no.
But no, here's the
problem. I wondered what that noise was.
I don't feel better. In fact, I feel worse. My stomach has felt crappy for many days in a row now. I wake up in the morning, feel fine.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, feel like crap. Doesn't matter how much I eat, what I eat, anything, I feel like crap. And I'm not sick. I just have a general feeling of, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be nice to not feel this?
I don't totally agree with the muscle confusion diet, because I think you should extract everything out of your diet and then slowly work things back in. Right now, your body's like, what the fuck are you doing?
That maybe makes sense.
Because it's like, oh, carbs? No. No carbs? Okay. Low fat? Okay. We're going to sustain
the low
fat. Well,
the low fat days, I'm not really eating any carbs, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's because you're on this diet where you're flipping every few days between
5 days high protein and fat.
Yeah.
3 days low fat and low calorie.
So maybe that's fucking you up or something, because you're, I don't know, your stomach's not getting used to it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because, I felt the same. Like, I don't have beer much at all anymore. And then sometimes I'll have one and I just like, bleh.
Being healthier makes you feel like shit is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, because your body gets used to the shit, then when you stop eating shit, it gets used to that, and then when you go back to and eat shit, then your body's even more like, bleh.
Well, all this self-improvement shit, I think, is making me weak.
Okay, well, then go back to eating chicken fingers, you fat fuck. I don't give a shit.
Well, I'm just saying, when I used to be when I used to eat nothing but chicken fingers and takeout and fast food and gas station little rolly hot dogs.
That never gave you heartburn and shit horribly?
Never had heartburn in my entire life.
Have you ever had blood work done?
No.
Oh, yeah. What if you have stomach cancer?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You have cancer.
When I ate garbage, I never felt sick.
You ate garbage?
Pretty much. Yeah. All I'm saying is, I think my superpowers are going away.
Maybe. I know that, like I had a lot of heartburn whenever I eat poorly, and I eat, like, fast food and like, overeat and stuff. I'll have heartburn all the time. And since, you know, Andrew's been eating healthy and I eat healthy with him, then I almost never have heartburn. So, like, that's a sign to me.
And when I say healthy, I'm not eating, like, sushi and fucking...
Sushi's not super healthy per se.
And fucking salmon and other faggy shit.
I mean, you did have tofu.
Andrew
recently.
Does not want to eat what the gays eat.
Right. Yeah, I'm not eating hummus and
not hummus is Nothing but carbs?
I don't know, so man. I don't know, man.
You don't even know what healthy is.
I just eat chicken with red hot on
and
it.
Vegetables.
And vegetables. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you gave yourself an ulcer with all the red hot?
Maybe that's it.
No, because it's like in the... Because aren't ulcers down low? That's a hernia. No,
they're in your stomach.
Huh.
I don't know.
I got ulcers and hernias confused.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hernia ulcers.
The other thing, too, is like when you're... Maybe... like when I do a lot of workouts... on your abs, mm-hmm. like when you work out your core,
maybe that was
and you
it.
Eat afterwards, you kind of feel sick because I think like your like the muscles are constricting your stomach and you're not used to it. I don't know. That could be it. I don't know. What say you, Larry?
Yeah.
Have you experienced this?
Well, I just don't. My opinion is you're jumping into a huge diet change.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's going to go wrong.
Okay.
You're going to find something that hurts.
Okay.
And then, I mean, you can stick to the diet, but do you feel like shit today and yesterday?
Yeah.
What'd you eat today and yesterday?
Well, yesterday I was on just low carb, high protein, high fat, and then today
I had
whatever the fuck I wanted for breakfast.
Yeah, and that might have been it. Whatever.
And I did feel a little better today.
Yesterday, did you have Olive Garden?
Yeah, but it was like pesto chicken.
Yeah, but you should just emotionally feel bad about that.
But no, the reason I'm bringing this up, and I want to get more into this after the break, you specifically, Larry, because you went through. Pretty big transformation over the last few years.
He's a werewolf.
Yeah.
Yep. But
I could do handstands on Vans.
Van stands. But
that's level. I don't know, Van stand. I guess that's not a level joke.
Level one. No.
Okay.
It's a portmanteau.
Oh right.
So anyway, it's level toe. Huh.
That was worth it.
But we're gonna go to break and
so soon.
Well, it's not so soon. We started the timer late.
Oh, right. I forgot.
They're trying to keep us on schedule. I think we're actually over time. But we're going to go to break. When we come back, I do want to ask Larry about his fitness stuff because he eats a lot.
A shit ton.
Yeah.
Somewhere between a shit ton and an ass load.
Yeah. So
during the break, we're going to listen to a clip here from PCL number 155 in which Nick has announcements and whatnot. Nick and Andrew did a news with Nick, kind of. I don't know.
Yeah, sort
of. I don't know what the clip's going to be of because I haven't found it yet. So who the fuck knows what you're going to hear. But
Yay.
We'll be right back.
And you can find it at pukingthegang.com/VIP to hear the whole thing.
As long as you're a paying member.
Right.
So pay us.
I mean, you can go there and then it'll tell you to pay us.
That's very true.
That's why. Yeah.
Let's go into back door.
It's an effective website.
Excellent.
Page.
Yes. Go to break.
Put three people into a room and sat on couches and read an Excel spreadsheet of cars, was pretty much certain that I can't, like, put my name behind this product so hard anymore, right? Because it's not my product. Like, so what I'm saying is that I need a place that I can point people to. Now, of course, newswithnick.com is okay. Now, I'm going to pull this up on the streaming computer, and people aren't going to be able to see it on the stream as well. So if you go to newswithnick.com... it still redirects to pukingthegang.com/search news with Nick. So it just comes up with all the episodes.
Okay.
However, on my vacation, I spent a little bit of time thinking, hey, maybe I should redirect this. Maybe I really should build something out. Worst case scenario, I've learned how to build a little bit of a website and I've made a whole new, like, I've learned some stuff about WordPress, right? And I don't know if it's shitty or if I should turn it on. So I could redirect this to newswithnick.com and it would just become a show, a place that puts my shows. And that would mean that I am no longer selling my shows on your feed.
Why wouldn't they be on the feed still?
What's that?
What would be the downside of having them on the feed still?
Oh, there would be no downside to having them on the feed, but it would no longer be a perk of a PCL subscription because if you went to this site, you can just get them. I've already done all of the legwork and moved them over.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, here's my initial thought without having time to think about it or process. But keep it on the feed. Put it on the free side. Have your own page. And still do PCLs. And both News with Nick and Puke and the Gang point to the PCL. And that's where all the good stuff really is.
So I don't think. Oh, so I need to do twice as much work.
No,
I need to do free shows for my own site and then PCLs for your site.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, right. I mean, but you're saying, okay, but if you're, are you saying that you want your shows to be paid content only?
No, what I'm saying is that I'm about, if I push this show live, is this site live, I would start posting to it, right? And everything would probably be free. Now, I can't say how long I would, like, keep the energy up. Like, maybe I'll be sick of this in 2 months.
Okay.
I don't know. I just wanted to show you it. I'm not going to turn my site on. Like, what if I turned it on and then suddenly puke or you go to newswithnick.com and you go, what the fuck? Nick thinks he has a podcast now? Right?
Well, you do.
So I was going to tell you first. I do, I guess, but nobody can find it is the problem.
Right. Okay. So,
yeah. And nobody can listen to it.
Okay. So, do you have any problem releasing it on the feed still?
No.
Okay.
But if I were you, I'd be like, I mean, I wouldn't, I'd be like, maybe like, fuck off. Because
well,
part
why
of
would
it
I say
is
that?
Like, I don't know. Part of it's like, hey, can Nick get more listeners at newswithnick.com?
That'd be great.
The gang could get? That would be weird. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I think that'd be great. And if you got more, I would think some of them would enjoy everything.
Sure.
Timer.
Welcome back to second half.
All right.
Sponsors.
So, Larry.
Yeah. This show is sponsored by no one because we're offensive.
You were always a tall, skinny guy.
Tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mostly skinny.
Yep.
But a few years ago, you got less skinny. And I just assume you were getting fat because you were getting old.
That'd be cool.
Like Mac from It's Always Sunny.
He wears the same clothes, too.
Yeah.
But no, you didn't really get fat. What happened?
Well, I started going to the gym.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I started...
What inspired you to do that?
I don't know.
Being fat?
Like, did you get, like, dumped?
I was single at the time I started.
And did it have anything to do with it, or were you just, like, I don't know. How do you make that leap from no gym to gym?
I got dumped. And then I built two houses over the course of 2 years. So I got super skinny doing that because I was not sleeping, not eating, and just drinking and building houses.
Okay.
And then after that was done, I was like, oh, I'm bored now. Oh, God. So then I started building my body.
Okay. So how long ago was that?
3 years ago, since October.
3 years ago.
So
and
3.5.
What the?
What'd you start doing at the gym?
I started at the gym with a traditional bro session.
What's that?
I just searched for gym to see if I had any music or drops related to that.
That's a nice
and
butt.
There's a picture of a gymnast doing a thing. I don't know why that's on my computer.
Hope she's of age because she has a really nice tuchus.
Indeed. Well, let's
she
go. Let's
was nine.
Let's go contact the the U.S.
Olympic has 9-year-old gymnast on his computer.
She was a 9.
Yeah.
Maybe 11.
She was at least 17 sooner or later.
So anyway.
Why do I have that? When was that downloaded?
It's on your computer, so.
What's the bro thing?
2016. Strange.
So the bro thing is bench press, arms, glamour. They call them glamour muscles. Things to make you look bigger.
Okay.
Glamour muscles.
I did that for about 6 months.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then I realized it's kind of dumb.
Oh, okay.
There's no end goal. The end goal is.
Aesthetics.
Yeah. Like your legs,
you look good.
Your legs get small. You look good to the untrained eye.
Okay,
and then you start digging.
Actors. Pretty much every actor is purely for aesthetics.
Yeah, like Marky Mark.
Mm-hmm.
They do glamour muscle workouts with him.
Do you have arm butter?
Arm butter, extra arm butter for his Wahlburgers.
Okay, so you did that. How frequently were you going from the get go? Like, were you going with anybody? You're just going by yourself?
No, I totally dove in. Did it by myself.
Wow.
I actually started at, and I would go 10, 11 at night because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So I would go there when no one was there so I can watch YouTube videos and experiment.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be around other people ever.
You get over it real fast. I didn't either. You'll get over it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
We're watching some guy doing funny. He failed. Sorry, we can't watch fail videos.
Just Google gym fails anytime you want to laugh.
Yeah, so that was me the first 6 months. And then after that, I started getting really into it and kept, quote-unquote, bodybuilding for 2 years after that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then ran the course of that. That was fun. Got tired of it. And
so your goal wasn't really to get in shape. It was just to get a big shape.
Well, that is in shape.
Well, yes and no. I mean, then you have like the CrossFit crowds like, oh, you want muscle. You want to be ready for unreal events like flipping tires off babies.
Yeah, this CrossFit thing sounds...
You want to be a ninja that can not do things?
I don't like CrossFit, but I do respect the fact that it gets people out there lifting weights.
Yeah, but like when I think about CrossFit, like we have a friend of the show, Osborne, who did CrossFit stuff, and it sounds terrible. Like there's a lot of running.
Yeah, it's the best thing about CrossFit is you get to see girls in bras running around.
But then you have, the
you have to be in CrossFit. So that's kind of
I learned how to smash a big tire with a hammer.
Yeah.
That's a weird part of CrossFit.
It's good and terrible at the same time.
Yeah, like I wouldn't mind like here, lift this tire, now climb this fence.
Yeah. A lot of the movements seem nonsensical and probably injury prone.
Well, me and Tony talked about this too. We thought it'd be a way better idea to have a farm where you do manual labor, right. And we called it Farm Fit.
Yeah, I bet that would, like, if you could get that to become popular.
Like, throw this bale of hay up there.
Yeah, that's what my mother was, like, she would tell me stories. She grew up on a farm, and she would tell me stories. She'd arm wrestle, like, boys in school and beat them and stuff, because she was the fucking buff farm girl.
Yeah, you throw these hay bales, you shovel that shit.
Yeah.
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 Dodge the combine.
Right.
Run from the combine through the cornfield.
Run out in the middle of the night to chase the fox away from the chickens.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like surprise cardio.
When you get to a certain level, you got to escape the farmer with his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Kidnap the farmer's daughter. That's it.
Yeah.
That's when we start putting some gains on.
Yeah.
Good old fashioned farm rape. Come on down to Farm Fit and learn.
So, all right, so you started bodybuilding.
Yeah, bodybuilding type exercises.
Okay.
I didn't like compete on stage.
Such as?
And wax my asshole and tan.
Okay.
I never did that.
What are bodybuilding type exercises?
Bench press, squats, deadlifts, but not with form.
How are those different from bro exercises?
They're the one of the same. More bro is more like benching arms.
Okay.
And like, that's pretty much all bros do.
Okay.
They always make fun of bros for having... built upper bodies into legs.
Oh, yeah, chicken legs.
Yeah, chicken legs.
Never skip leg day.
Yeah.
See, that's my problem. My legs get real tired.
Andrew was one of those. He skipped leg day his whole life.
I didn't skip leg day. I never did any day.
Yeah.
I had no arm day either.
You just did Mexican day. Yeah. Lifting things. And now you can't do squats effectively. So you gotta really work on them squats.
Yeah.
So
that's how you get a nice tight ass.
Yeah.
Get a firm tilkus.
I'm working on it for you.
Thanks.
I left that world. I left the gym I was at and joined a powerlifting gym.
Okay.
And I hired a coach, and now I'm competing in powerlifting.
That's pretty hardcore.
Which powerlifting, in my opinion, is the best, but there's a lot you have to do to get there.
Yeah, and I feel like...
Like lift?
Yes.
I pick things up, and I put them down.
Again, what's the end goal?
At least with powerlifting, you go to meets, you have scores, you beat your score, there's goals. You
competition.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
You push the goal further.
I get that. But
you're not worried about how you look, because a lot of powerlifters are pretty stocky.
Yeah, fast. If you've ever watched like the Olympic powerlifting.
The Highland Games.
Man.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, like the Mountain, the guy from Game of Thrones, he's a powerlifter.
I don't know.
He competes.
Yeah, Andrew's not gay, so he doesn't know. Yeah, like, look at this guy. He's fat as shit.
Yep, I met him a few weeks ago.
But he could probably rip your face off with his tongue.
That's Louis Simmons. He's pretty big in the world.
Not pretty big, yes. Yeah.
I feel like the realistic end is
And
you,
now we're just looking at hot photos of men.
Yeah.
The realistic end to this is when you do one of those disgusting things where you're lifting something and all of a sudden like your arm rips out.
Prolapsed anus.
That's terrifying.
It is, but why would you be worried of that and never do it? It's like, I'm going to auto race, but what if you wreck and roll?
Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen.
So no, it probably is going to happen at some point.
Were you not going to race because you might roll?
Well, that's why you train and you learn how to do it properly. and you don't push yourself beyond your limits.
I guess, but I,
okay.
That noise is what happens. Yeah. You made, yeah.
Have you seen a video of anybody
nope,
doing
don't
a squat and blowing
nope,
out their anus?
Don't, no. What? No. Mm, stop it.
Gross. Mm. So
God damn it,
bad.
Dale.
That's yeah, not good. Oh, this was before Dale. This was back when I looked up fucked up shit but, on the internet.
So what's the routine like now?
I go 4 to 5 days a week.
Wow.
For about 2 to 2.5 hours each
Jesus.
Time. Powerlifting is a little different than everything else. You're not lifting the whole time you're there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of routines where I do speed work one day, and then I'll do max effort work on upper body next day.
Okay.
Like today I did max effort for squatting and deadlifting, and then I did some accessory exercises based around that, all at max effort. Max effort means generally up to about 90% of your weight capacity is what you train at.
Not your body weight, but your what you can lift.
Yeah, your lifting
yeah.
weight.
Yeah.
So there's a whole scale. I have a spreadsheet that has my routine on it, but so it gives me like percentiles. Like I'm 6 weeks out from my next competition right now. So now I'm working about a 70-80% capacity.
Okay.
And then I'll work up to 90, and then a week before I'll back down to 50, and then the week after that I compete.
So why back down to 50?
So your body can recover a little bit, so your muscles build back up.
Okay.
So it's full on training until then.
And the culture involved with this, I feel like it's probably filled with a lot of people I can't hang with.
No. That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
And I was real skeptical getting into it. You'll find more douchebags at the bodybuilding gyms than you will like the powerlifting gyms.
Okay.
Because the powerlifting gyms are like guys that are there for life. Like the LA Fitness, I mean, don't want to downplay anybody. It's getting healthier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
But there's the people that are there to take Instagram photos, and that's all
they
do. And powerlifting gym, I record everything I do, and I do post some stuff, but I record it all and send it to my coach.
Okay.
He runs my gym, but he's not always there when I'm there. So, yeah.
What's LA Fitness? Is that the douche gym?
Yes and no.
Okay.
That's where you're more likely to find them.
Right, that's probably just a typical gym.
Yeah,
because you got Planet Fitness, which is a joke gym that doesn't
allow
you to.
For the fat people.
Yeah,
it doesn't allow you to do like deadlifts.
Planet Fitness has made me a lot of money.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of them.
Oh, okay.
I sold them all their TVs.
Yeah, and they have pizza days or whatever fuck. So they're like a pretend gym.
They're a brilliant business model if you ever look
that's
it
true.
Up.
That's true. Yeah,
if you want to dive down a wormhole, it's brilliant.
Mm.
Whereas a normal gym, you'll get your mix of like. You know, like when I was going to the gym a lot in Keene, like you would have a mix of like you could just kind of tell here's the douchebag that's here to like annoy women and he's not doing a lot. He's kind of more standing around and then doing nothing but bench. And then you would have like the old people that are there to walk and you'd have some people that just would sit on benches and be in the fucking way and you would get angry at them. And then you'd have normal people, you know, that are just there to exercise and stuff. So. And you can go online. I think a great way to get motivated is to find somebody online that you can like read about or whatever. You kind of have to do a lot of research. I found
get a gym pen pal.
Yeah.
No. Like
just do something.
Yeah. Like I found a really good website called Scooby Fitness or some shit like that. There's this crazy jacked gay dude, and like he just does videos.
Those are probably the best guys to listen to.
I'm sure. Like, this dude is like, he got started when he was in his 30s, and he's like 60-something now, and he's fucking huge. And, like, everything is very down to earth. He talks about having a home gym and, like, you know, you don't have to go to the gym. You can do exercises like this and shit. And when I was going to the gym, it was an excellent resource to learn, like, to get through the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of crap out there where, like, you're watching a video and the guy's like, I get big by doing on it, fix it, you know, shake it. Suck it down, jizz mix.
I mean, that's kind of, to your point, is why I like powerlifting.
Yeah, because that's...
Because you have people like, this works.
Bullshit. Yeah.
But they actually have recorded numbers to tell you this shit works.
Right.
So that kind of brings me to my next question. How much did your... When 3.5 years ago when you started...
Yeah.
Did you change your eating habits or anything along with it, or did you...
Yeah, I did.
Okay, what'd you do? How did you used to eat?
What probably most of the people that have done, that are listening, maybe have gotten into this, have done is gone to the chicken and rice diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I did.
Okay.
It's basically, you want your protein carbs.
What was the diet before that?
I basically whatever I wanted.
Cheesy
it wasn't,
fries.
It wasn't terrible.
Oh, okay.
Like I was never fat.
Uh-huh.
And I always rode my bike and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I wasn't ever fat. I was skinny fat for a little while, but no, I mean, you just basically eat clean.
Like and you got to put down a shitload of calories too now.
Yeah, right? Now I do, but you know, it's a different scenario.
Right.
So what's the diet now?
The diet now is I usually in the morning I get protein somehow in the morning. Right now it's probably going to disgust some people, but I'll eat like 12 egg whites.
Gotta get that protein.
That's fine.
Then I'll eat like 2 or 3 pieces of bacon, and then I'll usually have a cup, one of those Yeti tumblers of bone broth. And that's what I usually drive and do the Dennis Reynolds on the way to work.
Okay.
What the fuck is bone broth?
It's a bit like soup mix. It's like a soup base, but it's
what does that get
it's
you?
What witches make in a cauldron.
It's like high protein collagen based beef soup.
Okay.
It's not like beef soup.
Right.
It has like bone marrow boiled down into it.
Yeah, you boil a cow leg.
Yeah.
The reason I do that is the amount of weight I carry or lift, it's good for your joints. And it's also a very easy digestible protein.
Yeah. Former guest of the show, Shauna, used to, when she was my roommate, she would just be boiling a bone in the kitchen for days. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very difficult to mix. I just buy it.
Oh, okay.
That makes way the fuck more sense.
Because it smelled bad and it was gross.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't understand why there was just a big giant femur in a pot in my kitchen all
it's
the
like
time.
Ancient witchcraft.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. The witches do it.
And then for lunch is a mixed bag. Sometimes, like, I food prep before I came here. I made chicken and rice, which, you know, and broccoli. But I did it with, like, hot sauce all over it. Different variants.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll get lunch out at work. And usually what I do, I just try to eat healthy-ish.
What do you get when you go out to lunch?
Depends on where they're going.
Okay.
We go to different places. Like, I ate a fish sandwich on Friday because Jesus puts that shit on sale on Fridays. Okay. So I'll eat that. Like, you can... Whenever you're doing more effort, you can kind of get away with eating a little more loose. I'm not at a professional level, so I don't need to be like exact, precise, and on like 100%.
So you get a lot of protein in the morning.
Yeah.
And then for lunch, it's pretty mild. I mean, when you...
I eat every 3 hours, roughly.
Okay. But it's just like a sandwich.
Yeah, a sandwich and some kind of side.
Okay.
A lot of coffee during the day, a lot of water.
And then dinner?
Dinner, girlfriend's really good at cooking that.
Mm-hmm.
Half a cow.
She usually has a meal plan.
Okay.
So I'll either go home and like read the board and cook. But we did French dip sandwiches tonight.
What's that?
It's like a on bread with steak.
Okay.
Flat iron steak. But we did like a healthier version of it.
How many calories a day?
If I'm training, I'll try to hit close to 5,000.
Wow.
If I'm not, then 2,800 to 3,000.
Jesus. Because when we did the low-fat days, we were down to like, I don't know, 1,300?
Yeah.
Or something?
I'm also trying to... I'm going from 180 pounds to 242.
So, right. He has a highly different goal than what you have, Andrew.
Yeah.
And if I don't eat enough, I literally get tired and dizzy.
Oh, really?
Like, if I come home from the gym and I didn't eat enough, it's danger.
So I did link to like this chart thing in the show notes here, and I just want to like this just goes through powerlifting kind of. So if you click on each of these exercises, so click on bench press puke
4,000, 4 million.
It gives your weight and then how much you know a beginner, a novice, an intermediate, advanced, and elite should bench. So what do you bench, Larry?
So I for my next competition, I'm opening my bench press at 315.
315. What do you weigh?
225 right now.
So you're basically at advanced level.
Yeah. And that's my opener. I hope to hit like 350, but that's my goal for that competition.
I wonder where I would rank on any of this shit.
Yeah, I just got to do it.
Yeah, you would have to go to a gym.
Yeah.
And go into the locker room. And see all the old
balls.
Oh,
that's why I can't go to them. I forgot all about that. I can't
sometimes
go to the gym.
Nice.
I can never go to a gym.
See, and then the funny thing about that is that's fairly good. There's people in my gym, my weight, that bench 550.
Wow. That's crazy.
Like the same. So you think you're good, and then you're like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
But this could also be really good for Andrew because he's highly competitive, and if he wants to really fucking up his game, like that would be...
And that's why I like powerlifting, because it's not like, oh, I can bench this much, and you're just out bro-ing somebody. Mm-hmm. This is for competition. Same as like people that run marathons. They're always trying to beat their next time.
Yeah.
And I need numbers to motivate me.
Yeah.
So I don't really care that this says I'm an advanced level. I just care that I beat my score from last time.
Right. Well, we grew up and we were always kind of competitive. All of our friends, we were always playing video games or whatever.
Exactly.
In a very competitive manner.
Yeah. It gives you a goal to shoot for.
Yeah. Okay. So click on other exercises. What are some other exercises you do?
Well, when you do a full power event, which is squat, dead, and bench.
Okay. So dead is deadlift?
Dead is deadlift.
And how much is that?
Right now, I'm opening at 500.
Wow.
So...
It's definitely advanced. It says 478.
So I'd probably...
495 for your weight. Yeah.
If I hit 535 this next competition, I'll be really happy. So we'll see.
Jesus.
Like I did reps on yesterday, or Friday. I did 350 for a set of 15.
And how insane do you look when you're doing this stuff?
Probably makes a lot of noise. Especially in a power, you don't set it down gently after a single pull.
Yeah.
You drop it. That's the world standards. So you literally lift it up to your knees, drop. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm dropping 500 pounds. There's people in my gym dropping 700 pounds.
And yeah. He goes, dun, 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 dun. This that's the when the lunk alarm goes off.
Yeah, that would not work at Planet Fitness.
Is this the straight bar or is this the shape bar?
This is a straight bar.
Lift, straight.
We actually use ones that are from Texas Bar Company. They make like elite level deadlifting bars, and they actually bend, so they have a little bit of, they're a little longer,
mm-hmm.
and they allow, whenever you do a lockout, they allow the bar to arch a little bit,
okay,
give a little more force behind it.
Okay.
But they are competition standard, so whatever you can lift on that, everybody else is doing the same thing.
Texas Power Bar.
Yeah. Obviously out of Tejas.
Let's see, we can go to bars. Whoa, look at all them bars.
Jesus, $445?
Well, think about it. You have something that's repetitive abuse with...
Yeah.
Nearly 1,000 pounds on it. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Go to the deadlift bars. You're not the hex ones.
Texas squat bar, $445.
Yeah.
Texas deadlift bar, $395.
See, this is why I go to the gym I do, because they have this equipment.
Yeah.
It's, you know, served the purpose. You won't find the stuff at Planet Fitnesses.
Well, no, they don't allow it at all.
Yeah. Or even
Cambered
LA,
Swiss
LA.
Bars. Not really. Not even LA Fitness.
No, LA will have standard straight bars.
Yeah.
They usually are unbranded, but they don't bend and act like these do.
So you're deadlifting 500 pounds.
Yeah.
You're hoping to get to 535, you said?
Yeah.
And what's your realistic timeline to hit 535?
April 28th is my next competition.
Okay, so you got a little over a month.
Yeah. I'm 6 weeks out right now, so.
And do you think that's doable?
Yeah. I mean... I'm hoping. I'm not going to say like, oh, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Because I'm 6 weeks out. It's like someone running like, oh, I want to get under, I don't know, a 10-minute mile or something like that. I don't know. I don't know running terms.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I want to get me a shirt that says shut up and squat.
Yeah.
I don't like that shirt at all.
There's some douchey ones out there.
Yeah. We were just looking at one.
Yeah.
Any shirt that proclaims something you're doing, I think it's ridiculous. Yeah. But.
I mean, the one I have on now is kind of ridiculous, but
this is saying,
I got it for free from my...
just says hustle. That's not too... I don't even know what that means.
An elite 120-pound man should be able to lift 379 pounds.
Deadlift.
Deadlift. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you think you are, Andrew?
No, I would be the...
That's a great thing about the sport. It's just do it. It doesn't matter what you say. Girls, guys, everybody.
Yeah.
And it goes by your body weight. So you're lighter than me. No reason should you be able to deadlift as much as I can.
Right.
It's the same as I can deadlift as much as the guy that weighs 350.
Right.
Like, just natively.
Do you have any guys that weigh 350?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's some huge motherfuckers.
I'm afraid. I don't think I ever want to go watch this or anything.
If you want to go down a wormhole, look up Louis Simmons. He has a Westside Barbell in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like 63 or 64, and he's still deadlifting like 600 pounds.
Ugh.
Like, it's insane.
My knees hurt now.
With proper form, they won't. I mean, you run the risk. Same as racing a car.
Yeah.
You run a risk, but a lot of people, there's a class in the UPA division I'm in. There's literally a check mark for 80 and over.
Now, when you're done, do you feel good?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. It's a endorphin rush.
I get that.
I don't walk around and be like, oh, I feel the best I've ever felt.
No. I just mean like right after.
Yeah, right after, I would say no. I don't know.
No.
I never felt good right after, but like...
Anybody that's ever ran a distance,
yeah, exactly.
That's what you feel like after.
I never ran
like you get just depleted. You have, you know, built up acid in you.
Hmm.
But you get to eat this shit done.
Yeah, because I just finished working out, and I'm just like, ugh, okay, now I got to do something else.
Yeah, but you mentally feel better, though.
I guess.
You're also doing a very different type of workout. You're doing kettlebells.
Yeah.
Which is highly anaerobic at the same time as being weight training.
I work with kettlebells, too.
Yeah.
Like, on my dynamic effort days. Like, I'll do kettlebell swings against a resistant band.
So,
because I remember, like, when I was doing... you do the hamstring machine.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that's called.
The ham raise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the whatever the machine's called where you're like, you're pushing the sled, the squat sled.
Sled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, those days were, you would kind of feel good after you were doing it. Like, if you did a really good exercise, you'd be tired as fuck, but you would kind of be like, feel good like an hour later.
Yeah. It's same to anybody who rides a bike, runs. That's why I like steer away from the bodybuilding stuff because it's more about how you look than goals.
Okay.
Everybody has goals.
Yeah. And I think having a trainer is a good idea too because like I was just for a while I was doing a routine that I found online or whatever. And then after like a year or two, like I just kind of got bored and then I was just going to the gym and like fucking off and being like, and then like it was just kind of a slow downhill slide where I just kind of got bored of everything. And
that's
I didn't have goals. Like I think having goals really helps you maintain that effort.
I don't want to completely downplay CrossFit because it has its place. Like they get together, screw people to get together and work out together. That's great.
Yeah.
That's like the best thing you could have. But you get the people that turn into douches from it.
Mm.
But I like Reach. Reach does it.
Oh, our friend's dad.
Yeah, he's like in his 60s. Great shape. It's great for him. Like it's awesome that he does it.
Hmm.
So it has its place.
So I'm not going to go to a gym. I'm not going to pay for membership because I just feel like I'll pay for it and then never use it.
Yeah.
Unless someone plays racquetball with me all the time.
Then don't go.
Right. Yeah.
So my bedroom is huge and more than half of it is pretty much a gym.
Long as you devote time to go there every day.
That's to the bedroom?
He does. That's where he sleeps. Yeah.
But no, I've been pretty good at being pretty consistent with it. Like it's pretty rare I skip a day.
Yeah.
And but I guess what else can I do? Because all I do is kettlebells.
Do you have free weights?
I do, but I used to use the kettlebells.
You do that. You got to squat. You got to do something.
Yeah, there's lots of squat. There's lots of like the kettlebells do
lunges.
A lot. Yeah, there's a lot of lunges with kettlebells.
Get some bands.
What band? What do they do with the bands?
Play music.
You can do. You can do add resistance. You can do stretches. Like half of what I do is re-stretching back out.
See, I'm afraid. Like I just feel like there's a lot of ways that can go south. Like
there's
do I stand on the band?
There's a lot of YouTube videos.
And then lift.
Yeah, that's why you learn.
You feel like
how to do it properly.
There's gonna be ball trauma involved.
Like if you go to Elite Fitness, L-E-T-E Fitness, I think it is. They have different resistant bands.
I'm just gonna Google it.
Go down. That one, the second one. Elite FTS. So they make various resistance bands. Yeah. And these are great for stretching, for resistance, all kinds of stuff. Like that red one, I do face pulls like this with it.
Where you put your face against it?
No, you just pull stretched. I'm trying to get
you just stretch it out like you stretch your hands away from each other.
Okay, like you're trying to tear somebody's face open.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's only, what, $9?
Yep.
I would buy one.
Okay.
You can pull it apart. You could also tie it to something, pull out your face, and also you can use it to like tie around your foot and stretch your foot out and get everything stretched back out. Because as you're compounding these muscles down, they want to go back out again at some point.
Okay.
Like you don't have to do what I do, but I get deep tissue massages once a month too.
Well, see, earlier you mentioned about body confusion with a diet, right?
Stomach confusion.
Stomach confusion.
The fuck are you eating?
I think I try to confuse my body because Brett mentioned on the show that...
That's the whole P90X thing.
That I don't know what my limits of my body are, kind of like retard strength.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? I think my goal when I work out, Brett's like, all right, now we got to rest for a while. And I'm like, I don't want to rest that long. Let's just finish this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to get it over with before my body realizes what I've done to it.
I would learn form.
Yeah, that's also how you just get injured when you just get nuts with it. You don't know what you're doing. You could.
I don't.
Okay, well.
Well, the stronger you get, the more.
That's probably why your stomach hurts. You have a hernia.
Yeah.
It's not a hernia. I don't think it's a hernia.
Like,
what's a hernia feel like?
Like forming.
Wait, hernia.
Weird,
ulcer?
That's weird.
Hemorrhoids?
Ulcer.
Irv?
No. I'm confused.
You got to work on form. You'll build more muscle faster with proper form than more weight.
Yeah, and that's the more I do the same exercises, the more I'm definitely get each time. Like
I could probably show you pressing your dumbbells.
Mm-hmm.
Things that will just, like when I do a bench press,
mm-hmm.
my face is purple from engaging my body before the bar even leaves the bench. Like that's how much engagement there is.
I don't even understand. You'll have to show me. Because I got the bench in my room. I have a bar somewhere, but I got a bunch of dumbbells and weights and stuff.
I don't know. Do we have a bar?
I do have a bar somewhere. It's in the garage.
Yeah.
Are you sure of that?
Yep.
You don't have to buy one of those Texas bars, but
yeah.
I mean, Rogue Fitness makes some good stuff.
I just go down to Home Depot.
Yeah, I can always get a bar.
I weld out some rod iron.
Well, because like I started doing something all the time by just doing push-ups.
Good.
I just got an app and just did push-ups.
Yeah,
and that's
push-ups
all
and dips
I did for a long time.
And then get a pull bar.
Got into the I do.
Oh, we're working on it.
Yeah.
We're putting it hasn't been built yet.
Under the porch, back.
Outside.
Yeah.
Because it turns out all the trim in this house is shit.
We'll
and
tear
we
off
ripped
those
it off
bars
pull-up
that
bars.
Go on the door frames. None of the door frames will work because the trim will fall off.
One tack nail and some tacky glue.
Yeah. I don't even know if there's nails in it. I think it's just...
I think they're
just
all just glued. Yeah.
What's that, Aline's tacky glue? Like the stuff you use for crafts?
I don't know. Just sticky tack?
Who's some Arschlass crafters out there?
So, something that's been... let's get the emails real quick. And then...
Oh!
What do we want to get to in the show notes? We got a few things. Scroll
Nick Fan writes in and he says, will Nick bring back the writer report? No.
That's newswithnick.com.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah.
So same thing.
He quit, so...
But...
What do you want me to go to?
Well, so I got some stuff about tiny houses I want to talk about.
Oh, God.
You got some news thing.
This was more for like when Brett was here, would have been better. But it's just the latest e-cig scare.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Oh, rah, 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 rah.
Do you guys want me to make a joke of what they look like?
What do they look like, Larry?
I don't know.
So there was some news stories going around because the latest study here from Johns Hopkins or whatever is like, we found all the heavy metals in the e-vape and the teens and the kids and the babies.
Apparently Johns Hopkins is also Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And, jello, kids.
Five metals, toxic and potentially carcinogenic, when inhaled.
Coupons.
Carcinogenic when inhaled, found in liquid of leading first generation e-cigarette brands.
How many generations are we at now?
Is it like Blue the first one or something like that? The BLU.
Yeah. So here's I saw these headlines because I'm like addicted to Google News and I go there a couple times a day and I'm like scroll through and I get angry about economics and the government and guns and e-cigarettes and everything and. I saw this popped up like last week or 2 weeks ago, and they're like, e-cigarettes are deadly now again. And, last time it was,
like,
you know.
Son of a bitch.
All the teens are getting addicted to e-cigarettes. We got to ban them because they're, you know, nicotine. And then they start smoking cigarettes. And it's like, just bullshit scare tactics.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sure some teens start with e-cigs and maybe go to cigarettes. But I think most people that... Start on e-cigarettes. Like, e-cigarettes are way the fuck better. Like, if I'd had this shit, I probably never would have started smoking in the Army. Because that stuff, it tastes good, and it's cheaper and way better. Anyway,
that's like Dale.
You can do it indoors, and it doesn't make your house smell like shit.
Dale never smoked, I don't think, but he vaped for a little while.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then he stopped.
Like, I can see where that'd be attractive. Like, I never smoked, so
right.
That doesn't make sense to me. But if you were a smoker,
yeah,
I can see where that'd be a big draw.
Yeah, it's like...
Pun intended.
People who are like always chewing on gum or eating mints or something.
Yeah.
It's just something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something in your mouth.
So the headlines, of course, are like toxic metals like lead are being vaped from e-cigarettes. So I'm like, well, let me not just do what I normally do, which is yell on the show and not do research. And I did what Nick has taught me, and I found the actual research article. And it turns out that they did a study on first-generation e-cig brands, which are the Cig-alike. which are the little tiny
cigarette-shaped ones.
They're little tiny cigarette-shaped ones that, like, the first ones that, like, R.J. Reynolds came out with, like, 5 or 6, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost nobody uses them, I don't think. I'm sure some people probably start there, but, like, they're fucking garbage. They don't have, like, the Andrew and I use these, what they call mods, with the tanks, the sub-ohm tanks.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there so many different oils, too? Like, they're testing one oil and saying, we found red.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't know what brand e-liquid they're using. There's thousands of them. They don't even say what brand. They just say, leading brand, very popular.
And people who are super into it make their own.
The best thing about vaping is some of the vape shop names. they're terrible and great.
I don't like these vape shops at all.
There's a real problem with the like stoner crowd got into the vape stores and stuff because, you know, they're like, I think half of them are like, oh, vaping, because they think it's weed vaping. You know, you get the weed vaporizer.
I don't think anyone thinks that. Now
I do think that.
I think it's.
I think people start vaping because they think there's weed in their vape.
No. Yeah,
smoking some of that jazz.
You think people are spending hundreds of dollars and vaping because they think there's weed in it?
No, I think I think people like initially hear about vaping because they think it's weed related, and then they're like, "Ow, it's not weed related, but whatever. I'm going to open a store and hope I get all the stoners." I don't fucking know. It doesn't make sense.
So you think they decide to open a store because there's no weed in the vape?
What's your explanation for why all the stoner fucks are also into vaping?
Because they look cool.
No, let's look at the population. Let's go back.
Can we call them flat brimmers?
30 years ago.
Yeah, douchebags. 30 years
ago? Yeah, let's go back 30 years ago.
Okay.
What percentage of the population smoked? Over half.
Oh.
Only the classiest Americans.
Yeah. Right, but you had over half the population smoking.
Okay.
So that's got to be replaced by something if it's all going away.
Yeah.
So now when, 5% of the population smokes, maybe? Now the remaining 45% are going to do something.
Okay.
So a portion of them go to vaping.
Yeah.
But vaping, there's become a culture around it because it's kind of like personal electronics mixed with smoking, I guess. I don't know.
And you can do cool tricks. Like blow rings and everything.
They didn't start like a national competition for that yet, did they?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. There's competitive vape smoke blowing or whatever cloud chasers. Anyway,
we have no problems.
This is my favorite quote from the article. It says that we do not know if these levels are dangerous, but their presence is troubling. It could mean that the metals end up in the aerosol that e-cigarette users inhale.
What the fuck kind of research did you do then?
So the headline's huge and scary, like, oh my god, vapors are getting lead vapor or some shit. And it turns out that they're like, we don't know if it's bad or not, and we only tested these pieces of shit that almost nobody uses.
These are the same fucks that'll eat sushi all day long filled with
mercury.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It's a mat where you just jump to different conclusions.
Yeah. And they were also talking about, like, I guess the Siga-like ones, the original first gen, like the liquid came in them.
Yeah.
Like from the store. So they're just sitting around with the e-liquid soaking in into the metal coils or whatever. But the kind that we use, the liquid's separate in a bottle.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the good companies, if you buy them from reputable companies like in the U.S., they state, you know, we don't put this in there or whatever we promise them. It's as good as like.
Anything else
you fucking buy, because there's companies do shit all the time that's nefarious and whatnot. Like I learned from Brett recently that olive oil can be a certain percentage of vegetable oil. Like you go and you buy olive oil in the store, and they can put a bunch of non-olive oil in there.
Yeah,
and the FDA
like
says, yeah, it's fine. You can still just call it pure olive oil when it's not. And I think the same thing with honey can be mostly like corn syrup and shit, but you're allowed to still just call it honey.
That's what people are like, why am I going to spend $30 on this olive oil?
Yeah, exactly.
When I get this one for $4.
Yeah, because it's mostly not, but you don't know that. Yeah. So anyway, it's just another, your typical, like, all these fucking pieces of shit that are like, oh, people are doing stuff, and I don't like it.
Yeah, see, this is why
we have like to protect everyone, because I'm an elite liberal faggot.
It's almost like they got paid to do this.
Yeah, that's probably. Well, you have like the National Cancer Association all these anti-smoking organizations that are like, oh shit, smoking's down. We have to find a new thing to fight against.
Well, yeah, they're going after grants to pay themselves, and their grant funds this research, which apparently wasn't even done.
Yeah, I love how their conclusion is like,
Wait,
we don't know.
Big Tobacco doesn't have any part in vaping?
Big tobacco has a huge part in convincing people that vaping is bad.
Really? I thought they would like invest in it.
You would. Nuh-uh. Yeah, you don't want people, because people are vaping and not smoking. Right. If you sell cigarettes by the truckload, you don't want people to find an effective alternative to smoking.
But what Larry is suggesting is why wouldn't Big Tobacco hop on that train and be the provider of leading vapes?
Like Anheuser-Busch is buying all kinds of weed right now.
Yeah.
Come again?
Anheuser-Busch is buying
weed dispensaries,
legal pot growing facilities.
I haven't heard about this.
They're making their own strands.
Yeah, Monsanto weed and shit. I don't know. That's probably a thing. But
I only assume like large companies that are established, they don't change quickly.
They go where there's money, and this vaping is taking off. Why wouldn't RJ Reynolds be like, "Yeah, we're going to produce a shitload of vape."
They have their shitty little cigarettes like Blue that's in the gas stations and shit.
But why couldn't they produce?
I don't know.
Why couldn't they just sell the juice?
I don't have an answer for that. I don't know why they don't.
But. I mean, at a certain point, it's not that they don't need to invent it. All they have to do is buy up.
Yeah, they can just
Beard
buy up
or whoever it is.
Yeah, those people make the shit in their basement. I'm sure, they can figure out how to make it.
Well, they don't need to figure it out. They just buy up the competition.
Most of the companies, the shit's not made in basements anymore. It's like a lot of companies have actual production facilities, and it's a legitimate business and shit. But anywho, that's that.
I don't know. This is why I just don't read the internet. It's all it's going to do is frustrate me and upset me.
That's true.
Well, you have the ability to read past it, and that's why it frustrates you.
Right, I guess. I just choose to.
Yeah, it frustrates me because I, especially, since all the shooting incidents recently, or at least the one.
Oh, yeah. I walk into the office all the time and pukes just on his computer scrolling.
Yeah, scrolling and angry.
Scrolling. Like, in some of the websites I know, like Jalopnik or Facebook, I know those websites, but there's a lot of them that he's scrolling on I've never even heard of, and it's just nonstop articles that are going to do nothing for my life.
Make me mad.
Yeah.
Well, it's either that or Amazon. I could scroll on there and buy shit.
Or don't.
I don't know. I get bored. What else am I going to do?
I'm going to go watch TV.
I do enough of that, too, I feel. Huh. I don't know. What else can we talk about
here? Okay. So, I feel like the same kind of people who are angry at vapes and everything else.
Uh-huh.
Are the same kinds of fucks who are trying to talk up their lifestyles. So,
like their healthy lifestyles, exercising a lot?
No. I just mean their alternative lifestyle. So, like, Larry and I grew up...
Oh, the gays.
In a very poor area, like, pretty shitty, depressed area.
Uh-huh. I don't think it was when we were there.
It got worse.
It was middle class. I wouldn't say it was poor.
It's pretty poor.
Yeah.
Though this part of the state's pretty poor, except for like Pittsburgh and some areas in Pittsburgh.
Oh my God! Do you guys know what a gun bash is?
No.
Yeah.
You do, Larry?
Yeah, they have them.
I've never heard of this before, and apparently it's a big thing because I work up in this hick area now.
Mm-hmm. Saxonburg one's coming up.
Yeah, that's the one I know. Yeah. I think I heard about that. So apparently, there's this thing here in Western Pennsylvania where they do a thing called a gun bash. They sell raffle tickets. And that, like, every hour or every 10 minutes, they raffle off a gun, and there's just a shit ton of food and drinking and rednecks, and people bring other guns they sell and shit. And it just sounds like a liberal nightmare.
You know what the best part of that
amazing,
is?
Amazing, and I never heard of such a thing.
They also roll in a trailer that's been customized with 6 beer taps.
Yeah. <That's>,
and you get
fantastic.
Trashed.
Like, yeah, it just sounds like the most redneckiest fucking awesome thing I've ever heard of.
I've been to a few. It's actually interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, we grew up where like the coolest thing that would happen in town was the farm show.
Yeah, that's small town life, though.
I guess, but
or the fair.
Yeah, I mean the fair was a big deal in my town too.
But either way, like you could judge someone's level of success based on the size of their home in general, right? And the least successful people,
we're all Americans, we understand that,
lived in trailers.
Correct.
Trailer parks were a pretty common thing. And that's kind
still
of ubiquitous across the country.
Yeah.
Not so much in New England. There were not a lot of trailer parks in New England.
I saw a few.
Cottage parks.
A few, but...
I've seen trailer park boys. They're even in Canada.
Okay. Well...
Nova Scotia.
Anyway, you know, if you lived in a trailer, generally you may have been looked down upon to a degree, right?
Correct,
like, You wouldn't be proud of living in your trailer.
No, I don't think anybody really is.
There were no serious, like, shows on TV about... trailer hunting, you know, or like trailer lifestyles, or
mobile home moguls.
Yeah, look at this interesting thing about my trailer. Now, I have seen some fancy RV shows where
mobile
it shows
homes
like
of the rich and not famous.
Right. Like I have seen some like $1 million RVs that are like land yachts, and that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's for the rich guy to go on vacation. They don't live in it. It's a vacation mobile.
Correct.
However, this tiny home thing.
Oh,
God.
This is like the, I don't know, I don't want to say hipster, but let's just say progressive lefty version of trailer living.
It's like, we have the option for this 4,000 square foot house.
Well, they don't.
But
they can't afford it. See, these are the same people 20 years ago. They'd be living in trailers. They would just be ashamed of it. But this is a way to make themselves not feel bad for their situation in life. They're trying to make being poor cool.
Oh, you know, I saw an interesting parallel to this. I'm on a group on Facebook that's cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's really interesting because you get the, like, so-called anarchist types or the libertarian purists,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, this coin like Ripple is in bed with the banks, and I thought everybody was getting into Bitcoin because it would bring down the system, man.
Right.
Yeah. And I think like somebody else made a great point. They're like, it's an excellent way to make an excuse to be like, I'm a pure anarchist libertarian. That's why I'm super fucking poor and don't have a job and don't pay taxes and don't own anything.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
So this is kind of like the liberal way of doing that, you're saying.
I don't know if it's liberal per se.
Or just the hipster
douche. It's just
douche. People
who would be living in a trailer, but they give it a different name.
Uh-huh.
And they try to make it sound cool.
Tiny homes.
Right. But it's even smaller than a trailer and less convenient. At least a trailer is like 700 square feet.
Are you just jealous of these people?
No.
They don't
not at all.
Garages?
I am not jealous of these people.
Bubble said tiny home.
Click on
all right,
this,
we have
this
a
first YouTube video.
Oh, my God. Right, we have a YouTube link.
It's titled All Right Fuck Faces.
Oh, that's what I titled it.
Find the house around this exact location. We
so,
knew where the trees
oh, God, she's Australian and has short hair.
So the whole house
yeah, let's just listen to her for a minute.
Around this exact spot.
So what was your motivation for building a tiny house?
Well, we'd actually been living in the big house downstairs with our friends for about 7 years. And
pause
got
it.
Three kids. So the kids...
Right.
We were living with our friends in the big house for 7 years with their three kids.
Downstairs. In the basement. Yeah, so they were living in the basement of their
friends. You're poor!
Right.
Get a fucking job and rent a goddamn apartment of your own.
Like, I'm not... I don't also... Tiny houses are stupid, but I don't think everybody needs a giant house.
No, you don't.
But you don't need to live in 300 square feet.
Well, I think the problem here is not... Like, I'm totally cool with anybody living wherever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
If you can afford a humongous house, great.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up. If you want to live in a tiny house and be poor, all right, awesome.
Right.
More power to you. Shut the fuck up.
My last house that I just sold before I moved here was 980 square feet.
Shut the fuck up!
And you never heard me bragging to anybody about my simplified living.
Yeah.
Look at my kitchen with 3.5 linear feet of counter space.
Oh, yeah, but these people
totally
living
could've.
In tiny houses and the people that live in the giant six-bedroom houses are the same person.
No.
They both want to swing their dicks around to show off to their friends.
Yeah, but
I agree with Larry here.
But no, these people have nothing to legitimately be proud of. Whereas the person with the 6,000 square foot house should be proud and they should be looked up to and people should aspire to be like them.
They could also just be swimming and drowning in debt, too.
Yeah.
Sure, but you can't get financed for a $6 million home.
Oh, true.
Like, the banks just don't hand out $6 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be house poor, but...
Right, they could be. So anybody could be, but these people...
Okay.
They're like, oh, I bet my house for $38,000. All right, great. Your place where you live, where you spend most of your time.
You shit in your kitchen.
Right. Is worth the same as an average car. Stop being so proud of it.
My kitchen sink is also a urinal.
Like, stop making it okay to be unsuccessful.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Aspire. Play. Continue.
Kids were getting bigger and bigger, and we knew that at some point we couldn't share a bedroom with them. So we wanted to all keep
That's
living
creepy.
Together.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a challenge in the Byron Shire to find a place to live. So we thought it was kind of the perfect solution to build a tiny in the backyard.
We're New Zealand pedophiles, and they kicked us out of the kids' bedroom.
It's a loophole. We don't have to knock on doors when
now
we don't have them.
Yeah, now we just have to go down to the park and rape kids there.
And
the
like,
I feel most
you look at you look at all these tiny home shows, and all these tiny homes, they look cool because we're looking at them through fisheye lenses.
Yeah, oh, right. I mean, also, if you're buying a marble countertop that's 3 feet long,
right? It's pretty fucking $100.
Cheap. $100.
And like they're all new, right? So everything looks nice and clean and neat. And guess what?
Somehow
you're on fucking TV. Your house isn't going to look like a trailer. Yeah. It's not going to be a mess.
And somehow all these
tiny home parks,
all the tiny homes you find, they're like on a giant open plot of land, or they're in some sort of little garden-looking area. It looks really nice. They're never the tiny homes that are in some shithole,
right?
Like wooded area in the middle of nowhere or something. You know,
so many of them are mobile. Like they're on a trailer on blocks.
I would like to know how many people actually fucking move them.
Well, shit.
If you're too lazy to get a real house, how motivated are you to actually move your house?
Right. So go ahead, play some more.
Okay.
First of all, living in the space is grateful for the fact that our friends let us put our tiny house here in such a beautiful location. That's the main thing.
So they didn't even have to buy land.
Yeah.
They're
in their friend's backyard.
Off of their,
hey, can we live in your backyard?
they took an 18 by 12 rectangle of their friend's backyard.
This is a guest home.
Like, this is the scenario. Andrew, I'm going to build a house in your backyard. Don't worry, it won't be bigger than a shed. I'll just stay out there.
All right, it's more the lawn.
You would think, A, I have a drug problem. B, I have a drug problem. Or C, I have a drug problem.
And then, like, every day, they're like Kramer probably busting into the real house. Yeah. Be like, hey, can we use your pooper?
John's in there taking a shit.
Yeah,
a
toilet.
Right.
Our tiny home smells like shit again.
You know they're not hooking up plumbing and shit. Like, what are they doing? They have a tank?
Yeah, they probably
They're running a hose from the main house?
They have, like, the chemical tank toilet.
They have an extension cord going over their garage.
Right.
We're not going to pay you for that because we don't use much electricity.
They never talk about these on these shows.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
But go ahead.
Oh, my God. We should do a YouTube series like the real lives of tiny home people.
I'd like to see what the regret rate is.
Just incredibly grateful that we're able to live in our own space and be surrounded by lovely people, you know, our chosen family, if you like.
Yeah, particularly being at a park straight between established trees. And looking out at this beautiful view.
Established trees.
Feels
okay,
like
the pros to living in a tiny home are being close to people they like, the trees, and the view. I don't think any of these things are exclusive to tiny homes.
No. Yeah.
But that's what they like about it. Continue.
Yeah, what if your tiny home was on a vacant lot behind the factory?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's not an argument for a tiny home.
Let's give these people the benefit of the doubt. Let's say they're both have well-paying jobs, equivalent to the New Zealand 100K a year. They bring in 200K a year, and they're living in someone's backyard. And they're like, oh, I'm not going to pay you for that water. We don't use any.
Right.
That's
worst people ever.
Yeah, right.
You just feel, really, really grateful every day for the beautiful space and the incredible location that it's in with our beautiful friends and family.
Now, this tiny house, it's a little bit bigger than normal, isn't it? What are the dimensions of the home?
It's actually 3 meters wide internally, but then we've got little eaves on the house, so it's actually 3.5 meters
Someone's
wide
a show off.
And it's 7 meters long with an extra 50 centimeters.
This is a tiny mansion.
Window box.
A tiny house.
It's a two-story trailer.
Meters, including the loft.
Actually, having this wraparound deck is
366
amazing.
Square feet.
That's,
366 square feet
of blissful mooching.
Now, I get like studio apartment, simplified living, minimalism, but I'm sorry, if you're a couple, how the fuck do you live together in 366 square feet?
Because they go to their friend's house or they wander off into that field they're next to.
Right. Everything they've said has been about the fucking property.
Like, I've been in some apartments in New York City that are 300 square feet. I get it. But that's there because of the reason. There's no reason to have 300 square feet willingly.
Right. There's just a field behind the house.
Everybody lives in those apartments is like, oh, it's so great. I got to fold down a bed into my kitchen.
Right. And the crazy thing is, whenever they talk about these houses and they're showing the features of these homes on all these shows, they're like, oh, it's got a full-size tub in the bathroom.
And amazing.
It's like, yeah, so does every house. Oh, it's got a full-size kitchen. So what the fuck are you buying a tiny house for if your biggest selling point is the full-size version of what you're trying to minimize?
Why don't you just buy a trailer?
Do
you ever see the prices on some of these things?
I have not.
No, 84 Lumber, a local lumber company in this area,
Oh yeah,
sells them pre-made, and they're like $80,000. I'm like, I can go online on Zillow and find 20 houses for 80 grand.
That's the average price of a home in Butler is 80 yeah. grand.
You could get like a condo for that probably, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. My mom is looking at buying a condo for like 60 grand.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like in decent areas. But I don't know. Why do I get so angry about this?
I don't know. I don't know what your problem is.
I'm really angry at these people. I really am.
No, I get Andrew's point. They're not trying, and they're finding excuses to make their life better.
It is annoying. It's sort of like...
it's a great time to be poor.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, and you look at this. Let's really... We pause the video. There's an exterior shot that's looking at their little deck wrapping around their tiny house.
That is a really nice deck they have.
No, it was just stained. It's a very small deck. They have... They have two of the world's smallest, cheapest little beach chairs.
Those are beach chairs, yeah.
Yeah, their feet are gonna nice be hanging off of that deck.
Right. They don't even have room for their fucking feet. Okay? Second of all, it looks nice because they have trees nearby and there's plants on the deck, but these pots were just put there, probably taken from the main house, just to spice right. off the picture.
Yeah.
This place does not look this nice in reality.
They have that fruit tree out front. Like, look, we have our own food. We're sustainable.
and you know what else they never, ever, ever mention on the show? The noise coming from the bathroom into the rest of the, 5 feet in any direction for the whole house. Second
and
of all,
the, loft.
The smell. Yeah. Yeah. Third, like, the trash. The trash. Doesn't the trash stink? Where do you even put the trash? Doesn't that eat up 10% of your space?
That goes in the friend's garage with their trash. Yeah.
Third.
He's there. Garbage subscription.
Where the fuck do you do laundry?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you keeping your clothes?
That's got to be the friend's house again.
I would guess some of them have it because you have those compact ones you can buy.
Yeah, but still, that's a serious decision when you're playing with 300 square feet on a... large scale.
They're also protecting the environment by wearing the same shitty clothes all day. Like, they just have one poncho.
There's no way
they smoke weed in all the time.
Don't have a Prius.
Oh, if they have a car at all.
They probably have bicycles in New Zealand.
If they have a car, it has a sticker of their tiny house on it.
They live in Australia.
Possibly New Zealand.
That's probably pretty offensive, probably.
Whatever.
Their accent sounds very New Zealand.
All right. Well, never mind. My argument was for Australia being open and big and plenty of space.
Australia still... I mean, New Zealand still has enough space. Not... It's not fucking Tokyo.
How many citizens do they have?
What you guys didn't see?
What did we not see?
Or even pick up on? They're all fucking barefoot. Yeah.
Oh, no.
They don't have a mud room to wipe their filthy fucking disgusting feet off, and there was a dog wandering around. They're just stepping in dog shit in their bare feet. And they're in New Zealand. Isn't the yard full of spiders and snakes?
Nope. New Zealand, I think, has almost no crazy bugs and predators, unlike Australia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
New Zealand seems pretty nice.
New Zealand does have those
weta. That was the worst New Zealand accent.
Do you know what a weta is?
No. I don't.
I would like to see stats on people that regret this.
That regret what?
Tiny houses.
Yeah, that's a weta. Look at the size of that fucking cockroach thing. It's huge.
Ugh.
It looks delicious.
But I think for the most part, New Zealand's not that bad.
Yes,
not like
we
Australia.
Know Tom would love to eat it.
What's this other link you had?
It was just another video. You could play it if you want.
Let's see how annoying these people are.
For tiny houses, one of the most surprising things.
Well, at least they're American, goddammit.
Variations on the tiny house concept there are, There's
the best thing is we didn't have to try.
There's grandma's old cottage.
Wait, listen to this.
All fitting in tiny. You'll see a lot of options and, just be creative. You can create some variation and do something that'll work just for you.
Originally, the
like every house?
280 square feet. We went with the 336 square foot model, so it's a little bit bigger.
Okay, apparently. Is that just my headphones that did that?
Yeah, mine did too.
Okay.
What? What? What happened?
It went mono.
Went off.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear it.
So anyway,
weird.
You didn't hear because I tried to silence you guys and then you talked over it. But said originally we'd go with a 280 square foot one, but we went with a bigger model at 320 square feet.
Yeah.
And then he went right into what I love most about this house is the full size bathroom.
That's what you're just talking about. Yeah.
What the fuck?
You know what I love about real houses? The full size bathrooms, right. And there's more than one sometimes.
Yeah. And this isn't a full size bathroom. It's not a full-size bathroom.
That toilet does not
it's a regular
regulation
size,
length.
It's a regular-size toilet.
Full-size compared to what?
Compared to a tiny house bathroom.
Yeah, compared to like a hole in the ground with like a shower that runs into the toilet.
Yeah, they just run a hose through the window.
Like, why not just get an RV?
Oh, yeah, that would be way better.
Why not just get an RV?
Because then you could drive it around, too.
I have more respect for the people that live in vans. than these people.
Down by rivers.
At least they say, I don't want a house. These people are like, oh, we got a really small house.
Right. And
it's an excuse to be smug for no apparent reason.
Right. And they're built on blocks, and they just hide the block, just like a trailer.
Yeah. I loved how he was talking about the variations. You can have all the different designs. And
sure.
It's like anybody building a house can pick their design.
Yeah.
There's not one black person that owns a tiny house. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get so angry about this because you aspire to be a homeowner, like to have a nice big house with a 5-car garage?
No, I get angry about this because when I bought my house...
There's a song about this. I want to be a rap star with... Where was that song go?
I want to be a rap superstar.
Yeah.
Okay.
sorry, I just thought.
So, yeah, when I bought my house, I feel like I made the tough decision to buy the responsible house.
Yeah.
The smaller house with nothing fancy about it.
Right.
And I don't want to hear a song. I chose the smaller house. Like, there were plenty of other houses that were bigger, but I chose the small one with no frills, except for the garage. In a less desirable location because it seemed like the most problem-free house. And it was small, which wasn't a huge problem.
But 1,000 square feet with an external garage.
Right.
Isn't that small?
That's the thing. I had a 2,000 square foot garage with an upstairs to store shit.
Exactly.
So the 1,000 square feet of living space never got like overflowing with shit.
And like these people aren't factoring like... I live in a smallish house, about 1,100 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
I have a basement that is a workshop.
Yeah.
I can work on stuff, build stuff in my house, and save me a ton of money.
Yeah.
And these people are like, oh, what's outside?
Like, if I have more things to store, I could just get a shelf and put it in the house. You couldn't put a shelf in these houses.
No shelves.
You couldn't put a circular saw in there.
Right.
To, like, fix your house.
And that's why you put it in your friend's yard.
Like...
In the big house.
Here it comes.
Okay.
No, he just said the 5 cards part.
Shut down.
God damn it.
But I don't know. Anybody who thinks this is a good idea, I want you to Skype into the show.
How dare people have differing opinions from me?
I want to listen because I do not think anybody, especially, like, you get it for the single person who, like, is a professional and is always working.
Like, this is better than a tiny, shitty apartment, for sure.
I guess.
You don't have neighbors.
But it costs a whole lot. Like, you have to...
It does cost...
It's a lot more thought than renting a shitty studio. It's... You have to purchase... You have to purchase a tiny house.
Yeah.
I guess there's some for rent. But you know what else is
for... What's the resale value on a tiny house?
Right. And, you know, these have existed... Again, they're fucking trailers. Or they're shitty woods cabins with no plumbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where most people go to be drunk when they're hunting.
Yeah.
I feel like one of these is like 50 grand and a brand new trailer is like 35.
Right.
So why would you buy this?
And you know what? The brand new trailer has a full-size kitchen.
Oh!
And 3 bedrooms on average.
Right. Like, we had this friend Dan back in elementary school.
Get that double wide.
His dad lived in a single wide trailer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. It was a shitty trailer. But 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a living room.
And a room to smell your own farts in.
Yeah. And laundry.
What?
Smug people smell their own farts.
Oh, I see.
But.
Tiny house.
Somebody argued.
There are some nice trailers out there, too. Like manufactured homes, they call them now.
Remove
the stigma.
Manufactured homes are.
Can you type in advantages
trailers.
To tiny houses, and then we can debunk every one they have?
Right. Like, it just cost.
It's cost of minimalism. I like the idea of minimalism, just not buying random shit you don't need. But this is like...
9 benefits of living in a tiny house from Life Hack.
Oh, God, it's going to be great.
Number 1, you can take it traveling.
Bullshit.
Yeah. No one ever will.
And do you think these things are going to... Think about this.
60 miles an hour
Your
over
home
a bump?
is 12 by 9. You think the twisting and wind and
yeah,
all that...
Yeah, cross-bracing?
Not only on the outside, whatever's going to happen to the roof... Your fucking tin roof and your porch with an awning.
It's like the Top Gear episode where they did this.
Yeah, but
caravan racing.
Think about the inside. Think about like your countertops getting twisted from the outside in.
Your marble countertop's going to be
free. Yeah, your bathroom. Like,
and most of the people that have this are too lazy to have a a real house.
Well, that one tiny home, the first video, that was surrounded by a deck and shit. That wasn't mobile
at all.
But
what you didn't hear, because I watched more of that video earlier, they said, oh, yeah, in about half a day, we can get ready to move, too. So if we need to move it, it's only going to take a day's worth of work.
If we get kicked out by our friends that get tired of our shit.
You don't have to spend a lot of money building it.
That's number two.
Compared to what?
This is why, right, if you don't spend the money, you end up with a non, with an R from the RV.
Yeah.
You don't get the vehicle part of it. You get the recreation, like living in a cabin, but the vehicle part is what fails. Like, at least an RV, it's meant to, like, move around. Like, it's going like to twist and turn and all that, yeah, too. But, like, the surfaces aren't regular home surfaces. They're, like...
They're meant to flex.
Plastic.
Their
yeah,
joints.
They're flexible. Yeah.
I see a good use case for this would be, like, disaster areas, where they just roll in, like, 10 of these.
Yeah, but...
Well, they have those. They have disaster relief trailers. I lived in them in Iraq.
Yeah, and not only that, Army. Don't they have, like, fancy tents with, like, climate control and
yeah,
shit?
IKEA, yeah, IKEA makes them.
There you go.
What?
IKEA makes tents.
IKEA makes disaster pop-up houses.
Oh!
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so what was number two?
That's what we just said. It's you don't have to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, but the score down 50
grand. Of course
grand.
You don't have to.
I'm looking at buying a few rental houses right now for, like, 25.
I was just at,
like,
Sam's Club, and I saw a shed the same size for $800.
Yeah, put a couch in it. Put a Prius sticker in the window. You'd be good.
You don't have to worry about future moves.
I don't know what that means.
Because you can move the thing with you.
No, wasn't that number two?
Yeah, they're stretching now.
Number one was it was mobile, and number three is it's mobile.
Right.
You have to worry about zoning restrictions.
Here's a non-starter. It can be extremely environmentally friendly. Well, so can any normal home.
Because your house is going to be so small, you can make it out of recycled, repurposed, and salvaged materials. Why couldn't you do that with a regular house? You can.
Yeah, this is a rule of multiplication.
I've seen these homes on the Travel Channel back in the 90s.
Yeah, that are environmentally stable and all that. Yeah,
Ed Begley Jr. has a massive house.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's spending a lot of money.
Number five, energy efficient.
Anything small is energy efficient. This is literally a container. This is a container.
Six, you can declutter your life. You could do that with a normal
home. I think you have to rent a fucking U-Haul to move your house.
So far, there's no reason, one, that this is better than a trailer, or two, that you couldn't do with a regular house.
Yeah. Oh, number seven's a game changer.
Six and seven are the same thing. Seven says you can spend less money on decorations. You can do that regardless of wherever you live, to declutter your life.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
I thought someone was going to make a good point.
Yeah, number eight, you can spend less time and money on cleaning.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well.
You can spend eight and nine are the same thing.
Number nine, you can stay tidier easier.
Yeah, they're really stretching to try and...
Jesus.
They're like, we have fine benefit. Yeah, they're like, we got nothing.
How stupid are the people read this shit
hobo.
And go, oh, yeah.
They should put number 10. You could talk about it to your friends.
You know, well,
I love that, too. You can spend less money on decorations. You can do that regardless of wherever the fuck you live.
Yeah.
Nobody's putting a gun to your head and saying, put a fucking plant in that vase.
And you know what? I bet all these nice-looking ones that we see on all these shows and in all these photos, they are not primary residences.
No.
They are like, yeah, twice a year, we go up to the lake. It's a fucking Bob house.
That's
this is what drunk, old, gray-haired men do in New Hampshire.
Where's that guy riding his bike to?
Right.
That truck?
Right.
To get the fuck away from that house?
Yeah, to his real house.
But, like, seriously, I bet all these places that you see, they are not primary residences, and if they are, not for long.
No.
All the nice-looking ones, the ones that look cool and have, like, nice materials and, you know, nice stuff inside, they're fucking vacation homes for a couple to get away for a weekend.
See, number two. Number two.
I went to a 20-something finance website, and...
Number two, I agree with.
Freedom from debt.
There are way better ways to do this. A, you buy a duplex for your first house and have someone, your tenants pay half your mortgage.
Or buy a trailer.
Live in a van. Buy a house within your means.
What?
Buy a house within your means.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is America, goddammit. Like I'm buying 60,000 square feet.
The solution is not to live in a shed.
Freedom to take your home with you. There that is again. Freedom from stuff, which you can do regardless. Tiny homes save huge money. Yeah, because you're not buying jack shit.
Yeah.
You could just live in a fucking shitty tiny apartment.
You're not buying a $300,000 house on 50 grand.
Number five, more time. Homes are very time consuming. But what if you could vacuum your floor in 1 minute?
You know what?
I don't know. Like, what are you going to be doing with that time, you hippie douche?
I have this problem solved. I have an 8-foot truck bed, and on race weekends, I live in the truck bed.
You have a tiny home?
Yeah. You have a tiny home?
I throw a mattress in it, and some clothes, and supplies.
Shitting is difficult.
Usually I park near a porta potty.
Yep. Okay.
I don't poop away from home anyway.
That's true. Yeah, you don't.
Home court.
Number 7, better quality home. You should, in theory, be able to upgrade the quality of the home around you because you've been able to cut down on the materials and cost of the home. Like, I don't see that. Like, there's plenty of, like, you go to fucking Home Depot, the materials are plenty decent.
Yeah, I don't feel like just because you're buying less, you're going to buy better.
Yeah.
And even like, if you are, like
oh, I can afford marble countertops now because there's only 6 feet worth.
Like a marble counter space.
Like, you could just get a concrete countertop in a normal home.
You could just buy a couple of tiles.
Yeah, or tile. Yeah.
That's linoleum.
Linoleum's actually pretty nice. Like, if you do it properly, you can get really nice synthetic material linoleum floors and countertops.
Check out this recent PBS story on tiny homes on Dee Williams and her move to an 80-square-foot home.
What the faggot?
Dee's favorite part about our tiny house was talking about it to all of her friends.
God damn it. Fuck off, PBS.
It's all it is a bunch of excuses for you being poor. It's a bunch of justifications for being poor.
This video is unavailable in your area. Thanks for nothing, public broadcasting fucks.
Anyway, it's very upsetting. And
yeah, people, now we're all angry, Andrew.
It's people lying to themselves. Like, recently on the show, Brett said, yeah, I like the idea of being a minimalist and you know, just having things that I could like pack in my car and up and go at any given time.
Yeah.
But then he sort of admitted, but if I had the financial means and kind of a home base and an area to settle in,
yeah,
I think I would like that better.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. Like if you gave these people, any of these tiny home people, if you gave them $500,000, would they still be in that tiny home?
If you gave them $500,000 to move into a full-size house,
well,
they'd be gone in a heartbeat.
I don't think giving them money, because they might just say, well, I'd rather invest it. If you just give them the option, like, do you want to live for free? No property taxes, nothing. Like, do you want this home that's 2,000 square feet or this fucking trailer?
Or if you just do a cost-to-cost. Whatever this costs you a month, you can move into this 2,000-square-foot house for the same price.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't understand these people that are like, it allows me to live so much freer because I'm uncluttered from the...
It's excuses.
The constraints of modern society forcing me to buy IKEA planters.
Yeah, I hate the idea of going home.
How would you not just be a douche? If you don't want to fucking decorate your house, don't!
What about the poor fucking kids who live there and have to listen to their parents?
None of these people have kids that I've seen in these documentaries.
I've seen these videos.
Imagine listening to your parents bang. They're right next to you.
I mean, this happens. People live in shitty apartments and shitty trailers with kids. But at least at that point, you can look at your parents and go, well, you're failures. But with these kinds of people, those kids have to listen to their parents justify to the world constantly how brilliant they are and how different they are and how great their life is because of this decision.
Yeah, they're probably going to go shoot up a school.
They walk into their friend's house like, oh, this is really excessive.
You guys have a couch that fits 3 people? Whoa.
Your fridge is almost as tall as me.
At our house, our couches are beds. You know, that's just weird. You have 2 couches.
Yeah, I grew up in a house that was probably like 400 square feet or some shit, and it was fucking miserable. I lived for...
Were your parents constantly bragging about it?
God, no. Most of my... Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. Not most, but like for I don't know how many years, like my bedroom was the living room. Like it is, like I cannot imagine anything worse than living in this fucking tiny shithole, tiny home shit.
I think my current bedroom / bathroom and closet
was probably
600 square feet.
That was probably bigger than the house I grew up in, yeah.
Yep.
God, I hate fucking hippies. Goddamn hippies.
Wrap it up.
What's this in the real quick? You got something that says one bolt greater than 3 men plus 1.5 hours plus fire plus air plus metal.
Is that screenplay?
We
up down up down left right.
One bolt is greater than 3 men.
Puke and I went up to Butler to meet with Longface and work on the Saab, and we had a full on garage filled with tools. with oxyacetylene torches, with fucking lifts and just endless tools.
Air guns.
Yeah, impact guns. And
at one point, we tried like a 9-foot bar.
We could not get
Larry.
You put acetylene on an aluminum rim.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't care. It's going to crack. And
if you weren't using it.
But we could not get the fucking wheel off, even though it was off this 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we did that on the opposite side. We couldn't get a bolt out of the wheel. We had swapped those wheels, the tires on the wheels, put the wheels on, drove it up to Butler an hour away, and we could not get one of these bolts off. There's some weird phenomenon.
We just keep breaking sockets.
You should have just taken all the bolts off, took the car to the field, just do donuts, still fell off.
it would snap.
That probably would kind of break some of the other components that we want to save.
It might just snap the... Well, yeah, if it lands on the... Nah.
If we ripped the fucking wheel off.
I don't know.
My truck's fine. We drove it there today.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Johans wrote a comment. He says, remind me not to use C's the next time I bolt any wheels. That's hilarious. For those that don't know, there's a product called anti-seize that you put on bolts that's supposed to keep them from doing this. And we did use that shit, and
sure
it didn't
did
work. So, yeah, the adventures of working on cars.
Is this, are they the lug bolts?
Yeah.
They're bolts. They're not studs and nuts. Yeah, it's kind of different, so I don't...
The German.
It's European, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Saab, so it's born of jets. Jets don't have wheels that come off, therefore.
And the whole car is put together with an Allen wrench.
It makes no sense that we haven't stripped the head of these bolts, though. I don't know how the fuck that's possible. We've broken impact wrench.
These are the same bolts that they use on the space shuttle.
They must be.
They're aviation bolts.
Yeah, the bond of jets.
Aircraft grade.
All right.
So this has been Pookin' a Pang.
See you.
Larry, do you have a... Does your lifting team have a website or anything you want to plug?
No.
An Instagram?
No.
Okay.
You can check me out at LawrenceJames86 if you really care.
On Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Go critique Larry's form.
No dick pics.
Yeah, don't mess with
him. Unless it's a nice dick.
Yeah. But if you got tits, send him his way. PookinTheGang.com/VIP is where you can get the private channel lounge for as little as $5 a month. Help us out with the shoe. Go ahead and check out the spinoff news with Nick. He's got his own website coming up. He's finally done it. He's created his own little fucking universe over there. It took, how many years has he been threatening to start his own news with Nick site? And he finally, I think, is getting around to it. So,
well, good for him.
Good for him. What else? Show at PukingTheGang.com for emails. Nick says post it on the chat. I think that maybe that means News with Nick is live.
Oh, he just said I should have named the show News with Nicker. Weren't you talking about a place, the bar in Pittsburgh called Nicker's?
Yeah, there's this advertisement for a local Pennsylvania place called Nicker's Tavern.
The Crazy Nickers?
Yeah. And I hear it on the news, and they're always like, come on down to Nicker's Tavern. I'm like, slow down and pronounce that K very carefully. Poor Nick says the Twitter name is taken. I assume he means News with Nicker or News with Nick. I don't know.
News with Crazy Nicker.
Yeah. What else? Oh, fuck me. We still have the old fucking mailbox address
in the show notes.
We're working on that, folks. Anthony Harvey, he messaged me recently and said, when the fuck are you going to get a fucking...
I don't think he said that.
He didn't say it like that, but... We're lazy people here, folks. We got real lives. We got to go. We spend hours online screaming about tiny homes to bring you this groundbreaking content. So we don't have time to go find a fucking private mailbox at the UPS store.
Tiny homes don't have mailboxes, right?
Yeah, probably.
I hope not.
PookinTheGang.com/live. You know how to get there if you're listening right now. But if you're not, you can check out the live show. You just got to... Oh, we got a new group. Check us out on Facebook. We have a group now, Puking the Gang. It's better than the page, so if you go join the group, then you'll get instant notifications when we go live and shit like that and post the shows up and everything. But anyway, Larry, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
For Andrew, Larry, and Puke, this is Puke of the Game. Welcome on!
There's like robot sex going on in the background.
Why weren't you ready?
Why'd I be ready?
I don't know.
This is an ambush podcast.
You know the chat censors our words?
I don't know. I've never sworn in it.
We were just testing, and Puke wrote all kinds of stuff, and all that came through was the word test.
Yeah, it turns out if you type the word dicks, your entire message just goes away.
Yeah, oh.
Like, even if you write a whole sentence of non-dick words, and but the word dick is in it, the whole sentence goes away.
Weird.
Oh, yeah. Confuse the algorithm.
Who's that?
Larry.
Now, what's interesting, though, is that Tom is trying to type things, and it's just being... We're seeing asterisks.
Oh, weird. He's typing asterisks.
Yeah, probably. Because he's listening to us right now.
Fuck your asses, or dirty taints.
You know why I'm not afraid of sharks?
Huh.
Because I'm not in the water.
Yeah, I know.
Totally.
But I'm afraid of sharks because I've been in the water.
Yeah, but you're still here.
Yeah, oh, I'm terrified when I'm in the water.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
But like,
oh, you were there when we were out like a mile. We were out like a mile out.
Something touched your foot.
Yeah. We're just floating on pool noodles a mile out at sea.
What?
We were watching the boat races.
We were trying to not look like...
homos?
Not look like shark food.
No, we nailed that.
Is it free open source music?
Yeah, I think so. It's called Chipmunk Beat, and it's 10 minutes long, and I think this is one of the songs Tom got us. If it's not open source, it's so unknown that I don't think YouTube's algorithms will find it. Algorithms.
That's Al Gore's rap band.
Algorithms.